Hey, it's Sherrod Small. Race Wars tonight, we got Jim Norton on the show. That's right. Little Jimmy's coming by, and we're going to talk about some life stories and get to the bottom of everything going on.
All right, Sherrod, do you ever have this problem that I have?
What's that?
That I am plagued with. Literally every time I take off my pants, it stinks up the room.
Okay? I've noticed, Kurt. I didn't want to say.
And I thank you for that. But you're not going to have to worry about it anymore, buddy, because thanks to Mack Weldon,
yeah,
our new sponsor, and I got my new undergarments,
which are
naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor, my friend.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And first of all, these Mack Weldon underwear, I have them on right now, buddy.
Yeah.
I have them on right now, and they feel comfortable. I mean, I don't know what fabric that is.
Yeah.
But it fits perfectly on my beautiful brown skin.
From now on, when Pantsless Kurt Metzger comes in, people are going to say, yay, instead of, oh, God, what is that?
And here's the good news. We got a Race Wars promo.
20% off.
20% off. Use the Race Wars promo at MackWeldon.com. They got socks, they got t-shirts, they got sweatpants. It's almost like performance gear, because when you move around in it, you can't feel, you don't even feel it. It's like,
yeah, you know what this is good for, man? If you gotta like work on something all day and yeah, you know exactly what how brutal that is, this is like the ideal undergarment for that.
I'm telling you, go to MackWeldon.com, you get 20% off. Use the promo code RACEWARS.
Stand Up Labs presents Race Wars, powered by digital media.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
We back! We them boys. Hold up. I guess I'm that boy. Kurt's not here.
You're the only one.
Thank the Lord. Jim Norton's in the house. Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Indeed. We got Bobby. Bobby DeBono.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah. Aaron's in the building.
Hello.
Okay. Yes.
That was a good song. I feel like you pulled it right from my iPod.
You're not, shower after
you're
that
not
song.
Familiar with the Wiz Khalifa there, Jimmy?
No, I've seen him in the hallways.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a picture like I was a big fan, but you know, I don't know his music. I didn't know who that was.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song there.
Yeah.
That's our theme song for Race Wars.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Kurt picked it.
Yeah. Kurt's a weirdo.
No. He is a weirdo. I can't argue that. He's in Austin right now doing something white.
Yep.
After some white festival.
Yeah, all you gotta say is Austin. Like, white and Austin go hand in hand.
Yes.
It's not exactly a mixed town.
No.
Utopia.
You son of a bitch. Well, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. The Oscars just happened, Jimmy.
Yes.
All your favorites won. All white people.
I don't, typically I do prefer white people just as neighbors or movie theater fellow goers.
I read your blog. I know what you're about.
I don't blame black people for being pissed off. I mean, it was like, how did that kid not get nominated for Beast of No Nation?
That was great.
And they gave it to that fucking guy for that boring Bridge of Spies performance, which was fine, but he didn't deserve an Oscar for it.
Yeah, he did beat Stallone for that one, right?
And Christian Bale.
And Christian Bale.
I did like, though, that his name was Mark and it started with an R, so like Ruffalo got excited.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the winner is Mark, not Ruffalo.
Yeah, Mark Ryan or something?
Yeah, it was like Ryback.
Ryback.
It was a big upset.
Yeah.
Well, Stallone, you thought he was going to win it?
No. I mean, he was fine in that. It was good, but it was just like, you know, oh, he's got cancer. Who cares?
Did he die of cancer in, did he have cancer in Creed? I didn't see Creed.
He did, yeah. He got it at the end. You know, Rocky, sick. It was really irritating.
Cancer should get some kind of Oscars Lifetime Achievement Award.
Who should?
Cancer.
Yeah, I know. Cancer is awesome.
Cancer, cancer comes in and you're like, yeah, oh, this is going to be a good movie.
Yes.
Yeah. AIDS, too. AIDS has got a lot of awards around
the
it.
Show.
Cancer, AIDS has been nominated so many times, though. Cancer, I think cancer is really the...
I saw AIDS on a red carpet this year. Look good. Yeah. AIDS looking on a red carpet.
That's why.
AIDS lost a couple of pounds, but he looked good.
Yeah.
AIDS always looks good.
Wow. Yeah, I thought the Oscars was great this year. I thought it was, Chrissy was great. I thought Chris Rock did a great job.
I thought he played the middle of the field nice.
He came out there swinging.
Yeah.
He probably had a fucking hard on the whole time he was on stage.
Yeah.
He's never predictable, man. He's so good because his monologue was like, he talked about the stuff that you knew he talked about, but then he makes fun of Jada and Will.
Yeah.
And kind of shits on them. Like, well, you aren't invited, and people who tell you not to do a gig are unemployed. Like, I thought it was such a great monologue.
He goes after both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He attacks everybody.
Played both sides of the fence, which was nice. So it wasn't like he had an agenda.
I think it was wrong what he did to Jada.
Oh, it's just pointing out like that.
Oh, yeah.
She's going through enough. Married to a gay husband. Allegedly. Alleged.
Boy, did she not start a movement with that one. That was a three-person march. Her, Will, and Spike Lee alone in Selma just marching.
And like an R&B band is headed home.
Yeah, although the Oscars were really low-rated, there weren't a lot of people that watched.
Because black people turned away.
No, not true. Statistically untrue. Black audiences were stable from year to year.
First of all, who knows that? Who can tell me that, was that on black people watched?
That was like a, that's a fact. It's like a, it's well, an analysis of like it. The households that watched it. Well, I'm sorry that it's not your preferred reality, Sharad.
Stop it is not a fact.
But,
they was
but
like,
it wasn't
I asked three girls named Peaches what they watched. They said the Oscars. So it's official. Black people was into it.
Actually, hang on. I'll look
here's
it up.
Here's why white people
I'll look it up right now.
It's
I'll
7 hours
you.
Long. People are watching it, then they turn it off.
I know you're probably going to say, well, white people have to get up for work. And that's an excellent point. But we also, it's because white people probably figured it was just going to be bashing white people. So a lot of white people are like, well, he's just going to be trashing on us the whole time, you know.
So black, okay, so this is from the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah, they know black people, just black like the LAPD.
Yeah, newspapers, man. Black viewership was only down by a little bit. Latino audience actually grew by 8%.
Well, that's just from the births.
That was
that's
during
from,
the
they
show.
Was giving birth during the show. It tripled their fucking audience.
They made and had the baby during the show.
I thought it was good, though. What about Lady Gaga's performance about the...
Not melodramatic enough. Jesus Christ.
You know what? I would have taken it more seriously if she wasn't like in a music video with R. Kelly like 2 years ago.
Oh, don't try to throw R. Kelly under the bus.
She did a song called like Do What You Want With My Body, and it was her and R. Kelly collab.
But if anybody knows how to abuse a child, it's R. Kelly, right? Yeah,
that is a good point. I mean, if anyone knows how to urinate on somebody.
Right on a kid's face.
Terrific video.
What an album.
Boy, what good publicist. How do you fucking bypass urinating on someone? Apparently, that was alleged to be younger.
He got around it. He got around that shit.
How did that get through?
Well, that's good damage control.
I mean, and it was a 15-year-old girl. Let's not forget
that.
I would say he didn't get around it since we're talking about it now.
Lady Gaga just did a song with him, though. That's pretty.
She did a few years ago. It was called like Do What You Want. I don't know.
And
it was
after
bad.
That's after the shower.
Yeah. Oh, well after
so
that.
He recovered.
No, maybe she's just an opportunist. And maybe like sexual assault right now is a hot topic and it's a way for a person that wants attention.
How can I get some of those dollars? How can I get someone out of sexual assault dollars?
You got to get sexually assaulted.
Or make do it to somebody else.
Or rape somebody.
No, you don't get paid for that.
Oh, you don't get paid
no,
for that?
No, you can't profit on your own crimes.
Yeah,
you cannot make it against the law. It's the son of Sam.
You're right.
I was expecting every other special interest group, though, to get pissed off and be like, well, how come they get to showcase their song about abuse and what about us? I was abused by my dad. You know, when does it end?
What was nominated? The song was nominated, so that's probably why they had to perform it.
Yeah.
It was by somebody else, but it was just the twitching kind of annoyed me. I was loving it. Like, I was like, I didn't love the song, but I was like, her voice was awesome. Yeah. But then she just starts twitching. I'm like, what are you doing? You
First
don't need
of all,
to oversell it.
Gaga went from 21 years old to 68 years old. She's not even 30 yet. Could you believe that? She's not even 30. She's got old woman ways. She moves like an old aunt.
She does.
She was born an aunt.
Yeah. She looks like she smells like lavender.
She sped it up with the Tony Bennett collabs.
Oh, I had enough of that fucking
like,
friendship.
It was really overtime.
Why is Tony Bennett doing songs with his nurse?
I'll tell you, here's why she did it, because she was became like the laughing stock, and all of a sudden nobody took her seriously because she showed up on an egg.
Yeah.
So she wanted legitimacy.
Right.
And fucking stupid 9/11 conspiracy theorist idiot Tony Bennett. It's like, I'll sing with you, hun. And they did those fucking tired standards. Enough with those shitty songs.
That's what made her come across like she's 70 now, because she's doing these old songs.
Everything about her is old lady now.
Ugh.
And what does Tony Bennett believe about 9/11?
I don't know. He just said it was a fucking weird conspiracy. We had him in here. He said something with his dumb dark sunglasses.
Oh, did
we know Sinatra liked you. I heard that. I don't care.
How many times are you going to tell us?
Exactly. He apologized for it, though. I think he might have said it on Stern. I don't know if he said it on our show or Howard. He might have said it on Howard, but then he had to apologize for his opinion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was silly.
Yeah, but he made Gaga old, or Gaga was just old before him. She might have made him older.
I hated that fucking collaboration. A shooby dooby doo ba boo, a booby dooby doo. Fucking both of you, just shut up. That song stink.
They did a whole album, right? They did a whole album.
Another Grammy nominated fucking awful, unlistenable album. Old stupid standards.
Wait, you don't like the old standards?
Oh, I hate them. She showed up like dressed like a fucking 1940s woman. Do da do da.
Well, especially when she was what she was. She went from this person dressed in like weird outfits. Now you're like this traditional. How do you?
She's wearing pearls and she's got old lady shit on.
Yeah, but she was in that American Horror Story thing where she went full on beyond creepy.
Yeah and she never came back.
No. But I mean, she was on that concurrently with her doing the old lady act in public. So she was like in public, like, I'm an old timey girl, you know, like that. And then meanwhile, she's on American Horror Story wearing like, I don't know what her role was exactly. What was she?
Money. She's 8 years older than Bieber.
Wow. Really?
Just to put things in perspective.
That's not.
She much. Seems like an old fucking lady.
Like 43.
Yeah.
Eight years older than Bieber.
She seems like the ghost of his grandma.
Grandma ghost. Ghost grandma.
Ghost Gaga.
I didn't realize she was only 8 years older than him.
But she comes off so old.
She does.
Even on that piano and all those movements. Yeah. That spastic
nonsense. She's pulling a Tori Amos.
Yes.
Does she do that when she performs? I don't watch her.
But Tori Amos is like legitimately weird. You get this when you watch her, you feel like this person is really this bizarre. Lady Gaga, it seems a little bit like everything seems like an act to me.
Yeah. Remember when Leo pulled away from her? There she is.
This dumb, I hate Lady was a tramp.
Turn the song off.
Look at his tinted glasses.
She thinks she's in the 20s.
God, it sounds like I'm in a Starbucks in hell.
Yeah.
And I hate his laugh there. There's a tramp.
Such a fake laugh.
Having a good old time.
Yeah. Little...
It's great.
What do you think is behind the curtains in this video?
I don't know. Probably curtains. Fucking truther videos. Other weird shit.
It's a bunch of charts that connect George W. Bush to the Saudis.
Exactly. Yeah. And here's a map of the airline hangar where they offloaded the people. Shut up, Tony.
That was a good Tony Bennett face. Actually, I wish.
Thank you.
He's a crazy grandfather. He got grandfather conspiracies.
Yeah, I hated their little repertoire together. Their back and forth, their good chemistry.
She's going to throw herself on his fucking casket at his funeral.
Because her dad likes him. And the song, like, they sound good for those songs, which I don't like. Right. I mean, their voices are good, but stop it.
Yeah, who needed it?
Hang it up.
I don't know. Where do they play? Who goes to the concerts?
I don't know. Comedians don't do that.
I don't get it.
I'm not getting together with a fucking 80-year-old comedian. Me and Pat Cooper aren't going out and doing old jokes together. Yeah. Two Jews walk into a bar. They own it, Pat.
And he laughs good naturedly. Tonight, Jim Norton and Jackie Mason live. He'll do the setups. The other one will do the punches.
Or he'll do my setups. And then the girl pissed on me. Oh, Jackie, come on now. Come on, good natured.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, you and me both, actually.
I would love to see that. Is Jackie Mason still alive?
I saw him in a restaurant recently.
He died twice already.
Yes. Did he? I remember I met his daughter before. His daughter, Sheba. Anna.
Yeah. Sheba. Yeah, she's nice.
Yeah, she's
very
great.
Sweet. And they don't really have much
she
of
She reads
a,
palms, you know.
Did she?
That's how I met her.
She would hate what mine said. Yeah. Because it's always my dick in it. This is a stupid masturbation joke. I'm 47. It's the best I could come up with on the fly. Fucking dumb jack-off joke.
You seem tense. Yeah. Dick in your hand.
Yeah, he was in a restaurant. I was like, yeah, it's Jackie Mason.
How'd he look?
He's old, but I mean, he's, you know, again, a guy did Sullivan. I mean, he looked good for an older guy. I mean,
he seems like he's been old forever.
Yeah.
And he's, but he looks, he does.
He's like
he
Gaga. He's been old since 30 years old.
He's still performing all over the place.
Yeah, he's still performing. How old is it? Like 90?
He's got to be 80, though. Yeah. I saw Robert Klein in the same restaurant the same day.
Well,
I love Robert Klein.
Yeah, he's been on a show here before, right?
Talented. In the morning. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
I love those old guys, man. I love those old comics.
You saw it about Steve Martin going on stage recently?
I did, yeah. Good for him. I mean, 35 years without a gig. That's a long time.
Holy shit. That's a long time.
I'm just happy he bumped Tom Papa.
Oh,
Papa was supposed to be opening for Seinfeld, and Jerry told him, yeah, beat it, you half a fruit. I got a fucking legend going on. Fucking beat it with your Clint Eastwood friendship.
He's taking food out of Tom Papa's family's mouth.
I wonder if he paid Tom. I'm going to bet he paid Tom.
Paid him anyway.
I'm going to guess he paid him
I'm
anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Tom probably did that dumb laugh. Yeah.
Oh, I have a big head. That's all I remember. The only joke I remember of Tom's. I have a big head. I get up, I fall out.
He got some good stuff.
Yeah.
That fucking stupid
Papa. He destroys.
He does. Yeah. Oh, he's clean. And he's clean.
Clean.
And he doesn't have to sell it with dirt.
But you know he's a madman at home. Somewhere in this private, he's just beating on some girl.
Yeah.
No, I think that he probably does as he's told.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's got to have a dark side, though. Yeah, we know Cynthia. Cynthia's sweet. Not on Cynthia. I'm thinking that he's on the road with Jerry.
Oh, maybe.
And they do some dirty hotel shit. I know them. Spitzer kind of whores coming through.
Oh, it's the worst.
Like a little Spritzer whores.
I bet they have an arrangement that's never been talked about where he'll just like fluff up and hang Jerry's suits while Jerry's in his underwear trying jokes. And fucking time. Like, Jerry never said, like, this is why you're coming on the road. You're my opener slash valet, but it just is kind of understood.
All I saw was Jerry with those things that connect to your socks and latch up here.
Yeah, they grab your calves. Yeah, fucking like.
Oh, yeah.
You got little, the old man fucking suspenders with socks.
It's so funny
socks.
That those are so, like, unattractive on men.
The sock garters.
But the lady
like
equivalent
garters.
Is so hot.
Oh, it's the hottest.
What, right? Woman. But, like, the man version is like, no.
Because, first of all, the woman version is, like, thigh high, ain't
yeah,
it?
But yeah, but if a man had a thigh, it would be just as bad.
Well, you're not wrong, but, you know, sometimes it's every good man's fault. When a dildo shoved in our ass, we're supposed to dress like fucking Jackie Robinson.
I mean, somebody's probably into that. Somebody somewhere is probably into that.
Oh, good God almighty. Oh, man. Yeah, you can't have the sexy men. Well, you can, I guess, but no.
I forgot about those. I haven't seen those in ages on anybody. What? Those like man garters.
Oh, I thought you were going to say thigh highs, and I was going to cry. I was like, oh.
The man garters. The garters, but you ain't seen them on women. Women don't really rock those anymore.
No, they really don't. Is that funny? It was like,
oh,
was
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Kitty's had them on. Kitty, get on the mic. Get on the Goldstein mic.
They are really, thigh highs are amazing. They drive me crazy.
They have ones that stay up on their own now. You don't need like the garter things. You can just wear them.
Yeah. They're like a rubberish feeling on the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
You know.
I like that gym nose.
Kitty, get on the mic.
You, like, I like that gym nose exactly what they're like on the inside.
Yeah, yes. I felt
the inside. You know the material, huh, Jimmy?
I certainly do. Pulls the old leg hair out here.
It pulls on the hair, huh?
That's what I've been told.
Kitty, you wore these garments before, huh?
Yes.
You got a whole Instagram dedicated to this kind
I
of thing.
I do. Well, my Instagram's just dedicated to my ass.
Yeah, so can we pull up that Instagram this show? Let's get the fans though. What's the Instagram?
It's the official Kitty Crystal because Kitty Crystal is actually a cat litter brand.
Oh no! I hope there's no garters on that one.
All my handles.
I can still pull off to that kitty litter.
Me too.
Yeah.
Nice hot cat squatting.
Yeah. Why not?
Exactly. Chuck Berry under the fucking litter box.
Oh, there we go. Oh.
I don't go for that.
Come on, Jimmy.
That's not appropriate for Instagram. Yeah, place that's a nice, friendship and family.
That's a nice tuckish like that, boy.
Those panties, whatever they are phenomenal.
Oh, that's like my all-time favorite photo ever.
No, are those panties, are they, yeah, believe me, that's one of my, that's right up there with Malcolm X looking out the window.
I like that you had to show me the screen.
It's like you have a jellyfish wrapped over your ass.
It's a by any means necessary fucking photo, Jimmy.
It's like one of those iconic little. That, if that was in Vietnam, you'd be running on fire. 9 years old,
My Lai massacre.
So was that? Were they panties or were they just like little
they're
strings?
They're legitimate like strings. Panties that I just kind of like see-through. Cut
but they're made out of string. I don't understand how they even stay on. How do they stay?
I mean, they've got a front and they wrap.
Do they have a back or is the string just your ass cheek?
It's string that goes over my ass cheek.
Oh, wow. Mackerel.
But it's completely
that's
open.
That's your favorite
in the
one, though? That's your favorite?
That's my favorite photo.
How do you still have those?
I do still have those.
Those are good.
I was going to wear them today.
Yeah, you should have.
I should have, I know.
Those are wild.
Good ones.
They look like the string in on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, I think there's some really high-level engineering went into these panties.
Yeah. Every time she wears those, Batman shows up.
Holy moly, that's a nice dump.
Yeah, those are good.
World-class turtle pawn.
I'll say.
Yeah, let's pull up that one. Nice. Yeah, where is this picture taken?
That's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, boy.
At a hotel?
Yeah, the Dixie. It was really seedy.
How many cars must have driven in and seen you standing up there?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to it.
That like the balcony Malcolm X got shot. I mean, Martin Luther King got shot.
It is.
It's kind of like that kind of motel-y. Yeah.
That's right. To
it. He was in that pose when he got shot.
Yeah, she's actually waving at James Earl Ray. And she's fucking standing there. Looking.
He's like, move out the way. Move, bitch.
Yeah. That's why he shot Martin. He thought they were together. He didn't go for that.
Wasn't that hotel called the Lorraine? It was called the Lorraine?
Yeah.
This is, I guess, the Lorraine-ol.
Lorraine-ol. There you go.
No, sorry.
No, live with it.
That's all right.
That's
fucking
puns are fun. Joke that went wrong.
That's all right. I'm sorry. I tried.
I appreciate it.
Who's this?
Are you just Googling me at this point? Is what this are you doing too? Over there, Sheldon?
Yeah.
Nice.
Killing me.
Yeah. You got a lot of tats. How many tattoos you got there, Kitty?
I've got about 35% of my body covered.
Now, are you official suicide girl? How does this work?
No.
Do you get drafted in if you got more than 7?
I hate when people ask that. That is the worst question.
But they got the whole market.
That is the worst fucking question.
They got the market cornered.
They're just raping young girls out of like all of the rights. Basically, what it is they pay you. You're all about that, aren't you?
The rape.
They give $500 for an entire set of like 30 or 50 images, and they own the entire rights.
Oh, they're robbing bitches.
They're robbing them just blind.
That's you again?
No.
Who's that girl?
My tits aren't that big and they're tattooed, but she's hot.
What's her deal?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. You want to ask her? I don't know. She's like a little, Shelby. He's got the...
Shelby, get on the phone, Shel.
Yeah.
That bitch on the phone.
Yeah. Very pretty. Suicide girls are all like, tattooed. Is that what they are?
Yeah. And they had an HBO show and all kinds of other stuff where they were just like, for a while, it was just girls like fucking themselves and fucking each other and then being like, oh, we have tattoos. So now every girl with tattoos immediately is considered a suicide girl, which is like super fucking offensive. That's like everybody being like a comedian. It's like, oh, so you do parties, children's parties?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I actually do. I do all those.
Should we raise our hand now? Or how does this work?
We just got outed.
I'll do a sweet 16 in a minute.
So what was the term you used? They're what called? They're what girls?
Suicide girls.
You know suicide girls, term. Right, Bob?
No, I don't.
Every girl that fucks
him. What is that term?
I'm an idiot. Yeah. What is that?
It's just this. It's these girls.
It's a bunch of girls with tattoos.
And
they
vaginas.
They take sexy pictures. Naked, topless, sometimes.
Right, but they also, it's like porno too. They like bang each other.
I've heard they stopped that, but for a while.
It didn't start off as porn, though.
Because it's like, it was the original Burning Angel before Burning Angel.
I remember Burning Angel. That was.
Were you showing him more?
Yeah, show him more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Burning Angel had her sex site. I remember that.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Joan Angel.
I like that shit. You know, you like tattoos?
I do. Yeah, I used to not like it, but I do now.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like, back when I was young, I was like this. Oh, you a whore.
Whoa.
When I was like, you know, this is when I was like 13 and I didn't know what tattoos of girls were.
I like a good tattoo.
I was like, oh, that means you had a lot of sex.
Well, back then it was because it wasn't chic. Not back then, nobody had it unless you were like
it was kind of taboo.
A stripper or you were a prostitute or you had a rough
life. Which is actually still true today.
What do you think? People
Now everybody's got them. Now if you don't have one, you're an idiot.
Allen Iverson changed it up for the NBA and like people walking around all tatted out.
And then it was the sleeve.
Well, Dennis Rodman, wasn't he before? Mm-hmm.
Allen? Oh, maybe. But did Dennis have his tattoos then? Mm-hmm. He did?
He had like they colored hair and a lot of tattoos.
They both had their tattoos, but Allen Iverson is the one that made them bring the sleeve into the league.
Right.
Because he had a tattoo that was deemed inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
So that's where the sleeve came from, too.
Oh, I didn't even know that. He had to cover up the tattoos with the sleeve because what he had on his, what was the tattoo, Lou?
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember.
Somebody was choking a white baby in bathwater.
Yeah. It was Hitler juggling severed heads. Oh. It's not good. The free throw line. Fucking.
Can't have that, Alan. No, it's not good. We can't have that here. Now, I heard you was happy about your boy winning this weekend, Jimmy. Leo.
Yeah, why not?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, I mean, who else? You know, who else was... I didn't really care who won, to be
honest.
Did
you see the movie?
I did not, but I heard he was very good. I want to see that. I was happy for him.
I ain't see it either.
I heard it was slow. But I heard he was amazing in it.
The Revenant, right?
Yeah, I heard it was very slow, very long, but he's great in it.
I heard Tom Hardy's very good.
I heard Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's good in everything.
Because that's a woman saying that, because you can't trust it.
He's in a lot of movies where his face is covered. I wouldn't, like, if it was only about his looks, I wouldn't say that about the movies where his face is covered.
But, like, his body's not hot?
Wait, who's in Mad Max?
Shut up.
Tom Hardy.
He's in both of those?
Yeah.
The Revenant and fucking
Mad Max.
Yes. Oh, he's the hottest thing going. He's the hottest thing going.
He was awesome in Mad Max. He was like, he won like multiple Oscars.
Yeah, he won. Well, he didn't win any, but
no,
the movie
but I mean
did,
the films he was in. He's great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there he is.
When he's when Mad Max when they're driving, he's on the front of that truck with that grill on his face.
Yeah.
Oh, that looked like such an awful ride.
Oh, that was brutal. They shot the shit out of that movie.
Hitting bumps with that grill, fucking shaking. Oh no.
He might be the best actor out right now.
I agree.
I want to see that movie where he put. What's the movie where he played the twin brothers?
Oh, I don't know.
And one was crazy.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of great things about that. I want to see that.
He was in one called Bronson. Oh, you know what it is?
Bronson was a British prisoner.
Yeah,
the Warrior.
Yeah.
The Warrior?
And he played him. And he
the
was
Warrior.
So good.
Oh, right.
The Warrior.
I don't know. If he's good. Christian Bale, though.
Christian Bale's up there, too.
He's fantastic.
He's great at everything.
You know
Batman.
Who Christian Bale's mother-in-law is?
Hmm.
It's Gloria Steinem.
the like.
He's married to her daughter?
His father, or not mother-in-law, sorry. His stepmom. His father married her.
Right, that's right.
His father married
Gloria Steinem.
His father, his parents are English, right?
Yeah.
And they had a breakup.
I think he's Welsh.
Welsh,
and like he's estranged from his mother.
Yeah,
they had that big argument at the Batman premiere.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and his mother and his sister had a beef with him.
Yeah, well, Gloria must be happy that he's in the family. Jesus Christ.
I mean, she's literally related to American Psycho.
Those Welsh, don't they keep it in house when it comes to breeding?
Well, someone taped. Oh no, I guess not.
I mean, I hear some things. I don't want to.
I thought Gloria Steinem was gay.
No,
I really did. I always thought she was gay.
No,
really?
No.
Yeah. I guess I've fucking read one thing on a bathroom wall and it just became gospel.
Yeah. You've been telling everyone ever since.
Yeah, I had no idea. So I probably some fucking angry trucker wrote Gloria's a dyke, and I was like, I guess why would they lie? You know? Yeah. I never thought to challenge that.
That's my source.
So that's his mother, his father's wife.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
I bet she's great in bed, Gloria.
Probably.
Big sub. Probably a big submissive.
You think she got a bushy, she got a bushy,
She's so dominant and fucking out there and fucking telling it like it is and ballsy.
You know it's
sexually
bushy, too. She's not shaving it.
No.
It's all hair. It's the same hair from the 70s.
It's horrible.
It's a barrette. Yeah. She's got barrettes in it.
Yeah, she has fucking hair like Tony Montana's sister. Fucking.
You want me to fuck you, Tony?
Yeah. You want me?
You want me? Oh man, yeah, she's but that's how you like it. Don't you like that old school 70s bush?
Either way, I'm fine.
Yeah. What about you,
Bobby? I prefer bald.
What do I like? Why I don't like any hair down.
I like shaves so I can see it.
What about you, Kitty? You like a penis buried in hair, or you like a vagina buried in? What do you?
Yeah, bald.
You like just buried?
Yeah.
Buried in hair.
Just buried.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good visual. Like just buried. Hair, where is this fucking thing?
Like a hair pile with a sausage poking out of it.
My just the Lord. Tip. So deep, it's just the tip.
Yeah.
Just.
I want to come up and quaff like a cat. That's great. That's
you've been with a guy with a hairy penis before, right?
I don't know about a hairy penis.
Oh. Yeah. A hairy vagina.
I don't like a hairy
vagina. Vagina. You fought your way through some hairy vagina before.
I don't like girls. I love women from like the waist up, but I it's just like fucked up bubble gum that smells like fish. I have no interest in putting that in my
face.
Wait,
you talking about vagina? How dare you, ma'am? How dare you?
I love
you said
women.
Bubblegum and fish. And
it smells like fish.
I'm starving right now.
It's like, I don't know what to do with it. It's just
Mm. You know what to do with it. You know what you want done with yours. Don't try to play like you don't know what
to do. I
want a
penis in it. That's what I want.
But when it's not a penis in it.
She doesn't have a penis, and I don't have a penis.
When it's not a penis in it,
short a penis.
You still get pleasure from it when it's not a penis around, correct?
Yeah, but I want a penis in it at some
point. Okay, and hey, I always want my dick in a vagina. It don't always work out like that.
Well, then you fuck another guy and tell me how
hands,
that feels.
I didn't say fuck another girl. I just said you touch your own vagina.
This sounds like the opening of a great new show, like a detective show. I need a penis in my vagina. Well, I always need a vagina on my dick. And they partnered up and began solving crimes.
What would be the name of this thing? You gotta name that sit that show.
Oh
man.
Detective Dickwell.
Yeah.
Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Cooch.
Cagney and Lazy.
Well, there are some ugly vaginas out there, right? You've seen a few.
I've seen some ugly vaginas.
Some ugly vaginas?
There is some. I mean, there's some ugly penis, too.
There's some ugly everything out there, but you think a penis is naturally better looking than a vagina?
I do. I truly
have
do.
You seen like, ugly penis?
I love a good penis. I will take a good penis right to the face anytime. Just, vagina.
We're going to take a break in a minute on the show. Don't worry.
Yeah, but everything that's good looking, you don't necessarily want in your face. Like, I think I prefer.
I like cake. I want cake in my face all the time. I'm just like,
no, but true. Like, there are plenty of things that you're like, I like how that looks, but you're not like, I want to put my face on it. Like,
lots of things.
Everything I like, I want to put my face on it. I'm trying to think of one thing I don't like.
I like Ferraris, but I don't want to rub my lips on one.
Oh, right.
I do. I seriously do. But I'll rub my dick all over that car.
But have you ever seen an ugly penis where you're like, this thing's, I can't touch this thing?
It's like uncircumcised?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a wind song.
Like where you're giving him a hand job, but it's like you're unclogging a sink at the same time. You just like your head turned away.
They're so little, it doesn't pop out of the top of your hand. You're like, what do I do with it?
Oh, no.
Oh really?
Oh,
really?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you actually say that. What do I do with this?
Yeah.
Wait. You said you held it and you held it in your hand. It wasn't,
and I got really small hands.
Enough to come out of the other side of your hand.
Yeah.
Your grip.
Yeah. It never popped out.
So what'd you do to it? You can still suck the shit out of that. Yeah. That's like sucking on an annihilator. A Jolly Rancher.
Tiny sucking on an almond. Yeah, I don't know. I think at that time I was like 18 and I just like got up and was like, oh, look at the time. I'm not wearing a watch. I have to leave. Them, yeah.
That's just, the worst.
Walk home.
Look at the time. I'm due at a cock fest in 15 minutes. Bye.
Oh, look, I turned gay. I gotta go.
That's the worst. Leaving that dude there with his dick all.
He deserves it for pulling that fucking hunk of shit out and his fucking,
yeah, his giant
fucking pleasure.
He trusted everything.
I have a serious question for you. Have you ever finished a sexual encounter with a guy just to be polite?
Because
you're like, oof, I don't like this. Yeah. But you just are like, okay, I also don't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah, but I've done that before.
Every girl who's fucked me has done that.
What did you say?
Every girl who's fucked me has done that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll keep stroking.
Because I'm just so nice during the whole time. I just keep going, thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate this. You're really helping me out.
You're like, I feel the same way you do. Let's just work with me.
Yeah, God bless you for doing this. Thank you so much.
You sound like you're talking to a porter at the train station. Yeah.
You're going to go to heaven.
Thank you so much for carrying
it. I put that on my taxes as like a charitable donation.
Yeah, it's a write-off.
It's fucked up. Sex is a real special thing between two people loving.
Mm.
Loving people, Jimmy.
But I want to know about, you've done it, but to be polite, you finished?
Yeah, of course.
Well, why'd you start? You didn't like them, or you just...
Well, sometimes, like, you don't always know. I don't know.
The drinks were wearing off.
No, you don't always know how you're going to feel by the end of it.
Sometimes. See, that's how Jezebel shit. That's how a date can turn into a rape.
No.
I was all in it, and then, he raped me. I really wasn't feeling him at the end of
it. No, I would never call it rape. If you just sort of are like midway through, you're like, oof, not really into this anymore, but I'm going to keep going because I consider it polite.
Well, that's a team player.
Like, because it's also like, I'm sure there have been situations where I've been, it probably is. You're probably right.
It's a guilt, Catholic guilt.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable.
Right,
okay, this is fun. Yay.
That's a good bullet. That's a good bullet to take.
What would his mother want me to do?
Exactly.
Well, it's awkward if you're in the middle of sex to tell someone to pull their dick out. Like, could you just take that out and fucking wipe your slime on the sheet and get out of here?
But that's the thing. Like, if you're just looking at it, if you're looking at it like economically, how much trouble would it be to stop the sexual encounter versus just let it go to its completion? And most of the time, it's like less of a pain in the ass to just like let it finish.
Because if you would have said get off, he probably like only had 30 seconds left anyway. You could have just let him.
I mean, it would. I guess it's like totally within someone's rights to be like, I don't want this anymore, and the other person should stop at that point. But like, I also think that
I would like, what? You want me to stop?
I didn't hear you.
I can't hear. Call me back.
That's the beauty of being me. I'm done before she's finished. Hey, do you think? Oh, no worries.
Actually, I'm not into this. Okay, well, it's done anyway.
Yeah, I'm sorry, madam.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a lot more when I was younger. Now that I'm like older, I usually wouldn't start it
in the first place.
Yeah, if I didn't think that it was like something I was into 100%.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Now, like, did anybody ever stop with you? Like, anybody say, hey, you know what? I'm not feeling this.
No.
That's called whiskey dick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No.
I still keep pushing that mush against you, though. I never stop. Mush. Sure. Mush. Mush.
I cram it in like fucking Japanese people on a train. You ever watch that guy fucking...
That's pushing coats. That's push the coat of it.
God, it's like having a like gynecological exam from like a Twinkie.
Yes, as much all that.
And you
mess
feel
in
it
there.
Just soften up.
Yeah.
And then you look up at the guy and he's panicking. Oh, I'm sorry, I've been up really early.
This has never happened to me before.
I never panic. I go like this. It's you. Yeah. It's you, bitch. This never. Hey, it's you. Now mush, mush, mush.
Like dog slime.
Nice coke, fucking whiskey dick that fucking ruin everything for a girl. To me, it still feels the same. Yeah.
The only thing that's left in there is the head, so you're just basically pushing the shaft up against the lips. You're mushing it. Because the head is just, as soon as the head pops out, that's all she wrote. Fucking put your sneakers on and go home. As long as the head stays in, you get a little suction. It's the worst.
It is horrifying.
Oh my. You're like, maybe with the right movement. Put my nipples, put my nipples. Put my nipples.
I need an adult. Oh, I feel like I need an adult right now.
Oh, hi, Bobby. All right,
see you, man. Where's he going?
He's got a buggy. You got to go do a spot.
Oh, Jesus. Wait, he just came in for 20 minutes?
Yeah, dude. What time did he got here? Like half hour, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a hot show, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Good guy. Sex fails is always good.
Yes, they are.
I was actually having a conversation with a friend of mine today about coke sex?
Yeah.
And whether or not it's good?
It depends on how the coke affects you, how good the coke is, and how what your tolerance to the coke is.
Yeah.
But you could start off being real good with sex on coke and then fade. Then you can fade out.
Huh. Yeah.
Did we go to commercial? Which is, Aaron has an experience. What happened, Aaron?
No, I just, I don't, I've, I, I'm sorry, mom and dad. I've never.
What's the girl's equivalent to coke dick? Because coke can affect you negatively.
Super dry pussy.
I think if super I, if, dry. If I'm
I've never
like
seen
drunk,
it before in my life.
If I'm, if like, that's like the catch 22 of being drunk, because if you're drunk, you want to have sex with anything that I mean, if you're you know, if you're drunk and in that mood, you want to fuck. But then when you start fucking, you're like, oh, I'm like really dehydrated.
Yeah.
So like you get into situations that you wouldn't necessarily get into sober, and then it's just not enjoyable.
No. Right. Pussy's like a camel's ear.
Yeah. That's exactly what my pussy's like.
It's like
right
oh,
now.
No, what's going on?
Right now. Right now. It actually started out at a normal moisture level, but then I heard the suction thing and it just dried right out.
Oh, shit. Good God almighty.
Yeah.
And that happened before.
Yeah, when I was younger and I would dabble. Yeah.
The fun you. Ah, oh, I missed out.
When I was fun.
This whole nun bitch.
When I was
it happens though.
Yeah, when I was young and fun, I used to like, you know, dabble in things, and I never like the addition of a substance has never made sex more enjoyable for me. Except weed, but the one specific kind of weed.
Made it better.
Yeah. But every other
weed made it worse?
No. It was just neutral. Other weed was just kind of like neutral.
Okay. But well,
One time it made it better.
Was that early on when you first started smoking?
No. It was like, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
What kind of weed was it?
I'm not sure.
I'll find it.
It was the kind.
Don't worry, I'll find it.
It was the kind of weed that guy had.
Maybe it was the guy. Maybe
no,
it
wasn't,
weed.
Because we were together for a while, and there was like a span of time where we had that specific weed, and then he went back to that weed dealer, and it was different weed.
And it was the sex was done.
It was fine.
And the relationship
was
over.
Then it was fine. It was just, it went from being like incredible to being like, yeah, it's fine.
And you think the weed did that?
I think it was the weed.
Holy shit. Caller, you say what? Oh, I'm the caller.
I've had them dry up. Usually it's something I say that does it. Like it's going really well. Right. And I'll think I'm doing good, and I'll be like, let's get ready to rumble.
Oh, all of a sudden,
fucking pussy just fucking, it's awful. Turns old in front of my eyes.
You can hear a zipper sound.
Oh, it was really bad.
What vagina zips?
Oh, no. It's like a skeleton eye. Oh, boo, Jim.
That's a horrible feeling if you know you, like if you turn the girl off.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it just doesn't, like, continue for other reasons. Like here's an example. Like there's a million reasons why somebody can not all of a sudden be as into it. So right. There have been times
you talk about girls or guys.
Girls, okay. Girls. So I because I don't have a dick, I don't know how it is for guys.
Not attached.
Right.
there we go. Shook her up with that one. How do you know it was in my second drawer?
Stop looking around.
No, there was a. There have been times, like in the morning, for example, if I have to go to work and I look at the clock and I'm like, oh fuck, I'm late. Like immediately, I can't anymore. I just have to go.
You can't have.
I just get
because you're an adult.
I get distracted.
Oh, like if you're late for something.
Yeah, if I'm late for work, I'm late for something. My phone rings and I see it's like one of my parents. I'm like,
that fucks you up for the mood.
Yeah, because I whenever my parents call me, I worry that somebody died.
What?
No, because I worry like they call me. It must be important.
So
it must be important.
Catholic.
I know. I figure if they're calling me, it must be important. So I'm oh, it's important. Like, get your dick out of me. I need to call my mom. Oh my
God. I would.
Is there anything that turns guys off? I feel like there's.
Oh
nothing.
God, yeah, a lot of things.
What?
The text I just got. yeah, there's a lot of stuff that will turn guys off. Absolutely.
Like in the mood. Just a girl saying some dumb shit.
Yeah.
Girls can say dumb shit in the mood, and you just go like.
I just assumed every guy was like, "Oh shit, titties, like whatever." It's fine.
No, that's young. When you're young, you like this. I don't even know what dumb shit from a girl sound like. But once you get old, it's like this. Oh, that's dumb shit.
Sure. What's the worst?
Never mind.
Sherrod, what's the worst thing you've ever heard
from a girl?
Yeah, that made you just like.
Can I stay over? I'm like dumb shit.
That's you know always what this a vibe is, killer.
Vibe killer.
You have to wait till after.
Can we get breakfast in the morning and it's night? It's like, why are you planning shit?
That's, yeah.
It's just too much. Post fuck.
While you're having sex, she's like, I want breakfast.
Like right before it.
Yeah.
Right before it.
Oh.
Should we tell dad? I always hate that.
That actually got me hotter. It did. It so did.
Oh my God.
All right, let's go into molesting stories.
All right.
We've got some good molesting situations. Go ahead. You start off Catholic.
What? No, I've never been molested.
Oh, but almost, though.
No, no, I haven't.
Why did you sing that last no?
No, well, I was...
I've never been molested. No.
No, one time I was at a family reunion, though.
Okay, and, talk slow.
And I think I was maybe 13 or 14.
So it was coming out. Your titties started getting right?
No, actually, I didn't get boobs until I was about 17.
Mm.
But there was a...
Thanks for that.
There was a kid there I'd never seen. There was a kid there I'd never seen before, and it was at a public... The family reunion was at a public park in my town. And so I thought maybe the kid was not part of my family.
Right.
And he was... and
he was cute though.
He was cute.
Before I
realized he was my second cousin.
If he was an ugly boy, she'd be like this. That's my cousin. Can't fuck with him.
Yeah.
Did you hook up with him at all?
No. Okay. No. We didn't.
Yes, a little.
But you said second cousin.
She hooked up with him a little, Jimmy.
It would have been legal, but
legal.
You kissed him. You kissed.
There's a lot of things that are legal that I don't feel like doing.
You kissed him.
No,
kissed.
We didn't kiss. We didn't do anything. We just yearned for each other.
Young 13-year-old yearning.
Yeah. Have a crush on your cousin. That's normal.
I used to stay with a hard dick when I was 13. Always.
Yeah.
I wanted to fuck everything. I don't even know what fucking was.
Did you try to put it in anything that was...
Everything. Stuffed animals, pillows. Sure. Yeah. I humped every fucking couch cushion.
To a Jack Klugman's hats. Fucking PETA.
I got it in.
I was in a jerking off more.
I love jerking off. I used to like hump against stuff, though. I was more of a humper up against stuff.
Oh, it's better.
Yeah. I like to mush my penis up against something. Oh, mushy.
Yeah.
And push and push.
What would you grind on?
Pillows, stuffed animals.
I had a pillow would never do it for
me. I would have to fold it 7 to 8 times. Make it a hard pillow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they didn't have that memory foam back when I was a boy.
I remember I used to jack off in my bed, and I would wipe it with my own sheet and then move the sheet just aside and then fall asleep. It was just so creepy. And I remember why I had fucking so many loads. It's one of the first jokes I ever wrote in stand-up. I was like, my sheets look like cornflakes. Like 1990, I wrote that. My grandmother was helping me change my sheets one time, and she saw this giant
spill.
Fucking bunch of loads. And she's like,
you would just shoot it on one part of the blanket?
I would come on my stomach and then take the sheet that I would sleep with, wipe it off, fucking lazy, and then just move the sheet over and doze off. I was the worst. I was the worst. So my grandmother was helping me change it, and she saw that, and she goes, what happened? And I'm like, oh, I spilled Pepsi. I'll never forget that I said I spilled Pepsi. Worst thing ever.
She knew better. Your grandmother knew you was in there beating it off.
She had to know.
I love that Pepsi was like your go-to.
I know.
Pepsi.
I know. Today I probably would have said diet slice, but back then it was spilled Pepsi. It was a dark beverage, clear loads. I was not a good improver at 13.
Why would you do that on your own
sheet? Dude, why wouldn't I prepare with a tissue?
Yeah. I used to definitely use a sock.
Load
a sock up.
Yeah.
I have to remember what socks I came in, so I wouldn't wear them.
Oh, I always filthy knew which animal. Ones. I always go tell by the shape of them.
As soon as you put your toes in, they start cracking.
Yeah, but if I just picked it up and it didn't move, if it looked like a fucking, like an upside down hockey stick, I'm like, this is probably not in wearing shape. I should probably throw this in the fucking wash.
When did you start, though? When did you start, man, like really figuring out what masturbation was?
11 or 12, maybe.
Yeah, 11 or 12.
Sure.
That's the age.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to even hump on cousins. I was a cousin humper.
Were you?
Oh, did I?
Well, you're not that age.
I had a couple cousins that I was always happy when they came over.
Sure.
Yeah, it's humping time, bitch. We're going to hump.
Yeah, I didn't.
Some good humping.
I didn't hump on any family.
I had a lot of female cousins.
I didn't.
That's what kids do. You play hide and seek, you go in a closet, and get the humping.
Yeah, I didn't. But you wouldn't blow loads.
No, this was before loads.
Sure.
This was right on the cusp. On the cusp of loads.
Yeah.
The name of my next album.
I was going to say, your memoirs.
Yes. Book 6 of Game of Thrones.
But that's, you know, you, when you first started getting sexual at like 12, 13, yeah, and whoever's around you, that's who you, you know, you experiment with.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I didn't hump though, but I understood it.
I was a humper, full grown hump. And I grew up with two sisters, so every time they had a slumber party or something, it was on.
You didn't try humping your sisters, right?
No,
you knew that was wrong.
No, I still drew the line there.
Okay,
but barely. Yeah, barely drew the line there.
But they're friends.
My sister's friends. I used to love some of those girls.
Yeah, I know.
And I was younger than my sister, so I...
Oh, it's better.
They come over, and I'm like a little boy. They're like, oh, he's so cute. Meanwhile, I got on a smoking jacket. Fucking yeah. Ready to roofie one of these bitches.
Yeah, fucking smoking jacket and a magnum.
Thirsty? Fucking snot.
No, my sister's way younger, so her friends were too young for me, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who was the first girl you had a crush on? Was it junior high school or high school?
I don't know her name. No, it was way before that. I was like five.
All right.
And we used to hang out together. And I knew I liked her a lot. We would, like, I guess, hug and kiss a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened to her. One day she told me she was moving and she just left and that was it.
She left town.
She left town. I never saw her again. I don't know where she is.
I was in love with Betsy Diaz.
Sometimes it's a sexy name. Jesus.
Betsy, yeah.
Fucking Arnold Diaz is a sexier name. Betsy Diaz.
Betsy Diaz. Like, that was fifth grade. She was in like all my elementary school classes.
Whatever happened to her?
I think she still lives in Brooklyn somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Yeah. I went through a nice little Puerto Rican thing. You know, growing up in New York is the best because you get to date everybody.
Sure you do.
Every race. By the time I got to high school, I dated Indian girls, black girls, Puerto Rican girls, white girls, Chinese.
Yeah, I needed comedy for that stuff. In high school, it wasn't happening.
It wasn't happening in high school?
No, it was not. No, it was not a sought-after commodity in high school.
You had to mingle with them, Jimmy.
Yeah, I was very bad
at that. You had to go to their neighborhoods. Did you ever go to, like, a, I don't know, Puerto Rican neighborhood and try to...
No, any girls. No, there was a black girl that I think I fooled around with who I liked. She was younger than me.
This was in Jersey?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, not a lot of girlfriends.
Yeah. Why?
Well, you know,
girls,
dandruff, fucking awful Down syndrome haircut. I really did. I had a fucking bowl haircut. Lori Kilmartin saw my high school picture. She told me I look like a fucking Chinese railroad worker. She was right. She told me that 13 years ago. It was a fucking home run then.
Who was the first girl you dated, though? Like, who was your first girlfriend in school?
Jill.
You went to high, like, a prom?
I didn't go to my prom. Fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, like that. I remember I wanted to kiss her. I didn't know how to kiss a girl.
Right.
But everybody knew we were together. And, like, I had, like, a little kiss shirt. It said Jimmy and Jill on the back. Like, you know, that was my favorite band. Yeah. So I wanted to kiss her, but I always had chapped lips. I tweeted, my lips were fucking... awful. They were like an orangutan asshole. Can you find my Instagram? There's a picture of my lips on there. Somebody sent me a photo. My chapped, fucking awful lips. And I wanted this girl to kiss me, but I didn't know how to ask.
Right.
And so I said, hold on, let's go. Let's find this. There it is. Look at even then. Look at what a red-faced little creep.
It looks like you were just eating candy.
No, I wasn't. I was just a fucking chapped-lipped face.
Look at Jimmy.
Pistachio. I earned my Red Wings. I didn't even know what they were. Just eating some pussy on the old Parcheesi board, boys.
It's not Parcheesi. It's shits and ladders.
See, I had my little kiss shirt on. So I wanted to give her a kiss, but I didn't know how to ask. Shit. So I took her to the woods. I was like, I want to ask you something. And she was like, what? And I'm like, well, you know what my favorite band is, right?
What?
And I was hoping she would say kissing, but she just kind of like I think she was like embarrassed for me, and she just ignored it. And so I started throwing rocks in the creek, and that was all she wrote. So I told my father that I wanted. This is true. I told my dad I wanted to kiss a girl. I didn't know what to do. This is the advice my father gives me. He's like, here's what you do: ask her if you can smell her breath. And when she lets you smell her breath, lean in and kiss her. Oh. Thank you, serial rapist advice. It's great. Ask her to help you load a sofa into the van, and then she's a size 14, and then fucking hit her with a cast. I'll never forget that. I smell your breath.
That's his advice to you?
True advice, man. I never took it, of course.
Yes, that explains why I keep making out with my dentist.
Holy shit.
Oh, it's the
look
worst.
At Jimmy's little. We gotta put that picture on a fucking Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah.
How old were you in that picture?
I don't know.
That is tremendous.
I'm gonna guess 10, fourth grade. Fourth grade.
Look at that whole head of hair. You look like fucking a...
Herb Tarlick from WKRP in Cincinnati. I had a full fucking do.
You got Stamos hair.
I did. It was a fucking full-haired boy with a little red lips.
Yeah.
I wish there was more pictures like that in
those
me.
Those pedophiles would have ate you up, boy.
Oh, that's probably what it was from. I'm sure I was having my fucking mouth fucked in a chlorinated pool. That's not for good reasons, believe me.
Well, how old did you say you were? What?
I don't know, man.
Maybe seven?
Third grade, maybe. Yeah, I was very young.
Maybe like, this might be like six.
Fourth grade? Yeah, it might have been six.
6 years old?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I wish there was, I gotta go through one of the family albums and find
who were the kids around in the picture? Do you remember any of these people?
No, but I think my little Indian buddy Raj, who lived across the street, that might be him.
Stop making shit up. You did not have an Indian buddy named Raj. That is a Big Bang Theory.
R-A-J. You know, I did. It was his name, Rajay. He lived across the street. He's a good friend of mine. That looks like his hand. It's a darker hand. So I'm like, I wonder if that was him.
Like right over here?
Yeah, or that could have been in Edison, but I think it was before when my Raphael and Angelo. My friend Raphael was Puerto Rican, Angelo was a black kid that I used to hang out with.
Did you go to high school in the same area?
I did, North Brunswick. I moved from Edison in fourth grade to North Brunswick.
Okay.
And I wound up, Halloween of fourth grade was my first day of school in North Brunswick.
That's Halloween?
That's how I remember it's supposed to. And they were having a contest, like, let's see if somebody like leaves the room and people notice, but it was my first day.
Right.
So when I left, they all noticed. And I was dressed like Darth Vader. I had like all those little plastic Darth Vader costumes.
Was it weird? Coming to school like halfway through the...
Yeah, we had bought a house. My father bought a house and in October or whatever year that was. And we moved, and I went back to Edison to trick-or-treat with my friends.
Oh, really? You went back? And,
yeah. I don't have many memories of Edison, though.
Now?
No. Weird memory of some woman slapped me in the face. I don't remember what I did, but
that could be any time.
Cried out. Who knew I'd be paying good money for that one day? She just spit on me, too, if I promised a tip.
You got a memory of somebody smacking your face.
I don't remember what I did, but she smacked me, and I told my mother. My mother walked me back there and fucking screamed at her in the parking lot. I wish I could remember more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were weird. We used to go on the highway and take bricks and throw them at cars passing by. Cars would go by doing like 50 on Route 1 going over by where the flea market is.
Right.
And we would just throw bricks and sticks at moving cars, not realizing that we really were going to get somebody killed. And then they would stop and we would run. But I might have got caught one time.
How old were you when you were doing this?
Third grade.
Okay. I thought you was going to say 37.
No. Well, I'd just get in my car and leave. Chap-lipped boy throwing things at cars.
Kids do that a lot in Jersey, throwing the fucking stone off of overpasses and
shit.
Oh,
my God, we live for it.
What's wrong with you kids?
You see a car going, you want to do something.
How dare them not take you out of that fucking neighborhood?
I know.
You have a younger sister?
Yes, she's 7 years younger.
7 years. She lives still in Jersey?
Yeah. She's got two kids. She lives in Central Jersey.
I think I might have met her before.
You probably did. She's come to Atlantic City, maybe. Yeah. One of those gigs she would come to.
Okay. Kitty, what about you? You got siblings?
I have two older brothers.
Where do they live?
One's in prison in Texas.
So what? He's doing well.
For what?
Drugs.
How long?
Pretty much my entire life.
Really?
He's been in prison pretty much my entire life.
Do you not like him?
No, he's stupid.
Why?
He's just stupid. He's one of those people who did so many drugs that nothing in life makes sense. Like every time he has a thought, it just comes out as like an angry racial slur towards like his own race or something crazy.
Is he Kurt Metzger?
It's actually Kurt. Yeah. That's why I get along with Kurt so well. He looks just like my brother.
Does he?
Yeah. And then I have a brother in San Diego I just had his first son, so I now have a nephew. He's adorable.
Okay.
Yes.
Do they have tattoos too?
No. Well, my brother in prison, I'm sure does.
Oh, wow.
You know. Yeah.
What about the baby?
And he's covered in tattoos. It's amazing. It's so cute.
Tats. Yeah, you got no tats.
No, I don't trust myself. I'm too indecisive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know I get a frame for a picture, and then 3 days later, I'm like, that's fucking terrible. Get another frame. So imagine him being drawn on my body permanently.
I
almost got Ozzy on my knuckles.
Oh, did
I was, you? No, I wanted to when I was a teenager. I was going to get Ozzy on my knuckles. I'm really glad I didn't.
Yeah.
And a part of me wishes I did. Because I have an excuse. I was 15, but I'm going to leave it.
How many do you have, Kitty? How many tattoos?
I'm like 35% of my body covered.
35% of your body covered. Yeah. What's not covered? Vagina?
Yeah, I don't have... Well, I've got one that goes almost into my...
Well, let's prove that. Let's see.
What is it?
I took a photo of it earlier and sent it to someone.
What's the tattoo?
Yeah.
It's a liquor bottle.
Oh, nice.
That's coming out of your vagina?
It's liquor.
Like right
perfect.
Above it. I know. Well, I didn't realize liquor. When I got it, there was that saying, liquor up front.
Yeah.
Poker in the rear.
Yeah.
I didn't
so you
realize
got poker
that
cards
was a thing.
In a, you got
no,
poker?
No, and everybody always asks that. No, I don't have anything tattooed on my ass.
That's
which
good.
You can
shouldn't.
See.
That's right. That's a sweet ass.
Yeah, you should just not get. You know, you should get a bunch of people standing on your hips applauding.
I think I read somewhere that getting tattoos on your ass or boobs is like putting stickers on a TV.
Boobs less because I'm an ass fan. So
I love an ass.
Breasts are a little less important for me. Like I like them, but I don't mind if they're tattooed as long as the nipples are okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get in there and flick the old nips, as I like to say.
You like a big long nipple, don't you?
Oh, I fucking do. Yeah, I want it to look like that Kilroy was here nose that hangs over the fucking fence. I like a droopy nipple, like an Alex Rieger nose. Who's that fucking ugly Muppet? The aardvark nose?
Gonzo.
Big droopy Gonzo nose nipple.
Why blue? Do you like so much nipple, Jimmy?
I just like more of everything. A lot of pussy.
That's why you like a meaty puss?
Too much pussy for one person's enjoyment, yeah. Fucking lot of pussy, a big ass. I'm greedy.
Why do you want such a meaty vagina?
I don't know, buddy.
You love it. You always love it.
It drives me crazy. Drives me crazy.
Actually, my mom saw your last stand-up and thought you were talking about me. Because he's got like a whole skit about some girl at the gym with like a huge ass. And how her ass crack is super deep. My mom calls me and goes, is this man talking about you?
Do you have a deep crack?
You got a deep crack.
Oh, I love a deep crack.
Yeah, you do.
I love a deep crack.
How deep do you like it, Jimmy?
I want one you can like literally put a bowling ball in her back and then not see it for 30 seconds. A fucking... it drives me ballistic. It's awesome.
What is it about it, though?
Just
and
what
fucking,
do you do with that?
I want it on my face.
Yes.
Fucking smothering me, licking it. Oh, it makes me bananas. It really does.
What is it? How long have you been like that about this?
No, my whole life.
Whole life?
Yeah. Yeah, I've always loved that. Nice ass.
Now, when you were a little sweet-faced boy like that, did you walk around staring at women's
asses?
Oh,
please. By that age, I'd already had fucking a mouthful of dicks. Please. Fucking first girl put her ass in my face. I was probably second or third grade.
Right.
And I remember her name was Janice, and we were in the woods. And I was afraid to show my dick because she had different parts than me.
Yeah.
But she showed me her little pussy, and then she showed me her ass. And I put my face on her ass, and it was so cool. Like the temperature was so different and soft, like a big soft pillow.
Yes.
Oh, I loved it so much. And from that day forward, third graders' asses. No, I'm
third, you'll have a third grader with a deep crack.
Deep crack. Philosophically, I mean.
It stuck with you all this time. It fucking burned into your fucking.
They all do.
Cerebellum.
That's how fetishes develop, man.
Yeah.
How many people are molested that fucking act out that weird shit, or how many people get spanked that want to be spanked? Is it, you know what I mean? It just it shapes you.
But I hate being spanked. And a girl with a huge ass, everybody assumes that's what I'm into because I have a big ass. No, it just fucking hurts.
Yeah.
And men always want to bite me in the ass. It's like my number one no-no.
You just
like
it being...
fucking lose it and punch you
in the
goddamn mouth.
Give me one bite.
Mouth.
I can't get one bite, Kitty.
Fucking awful.
I can't get one bite.
Never.
A nipple.
No.
Thanksgiving time.
You can bite me anywhere else. You can bite me on the fucking foot, wherever. Bite my vagina. I don't give a shit.
Okay, we
you
got that on tape. We got that tape. That recorded. We got it. We got it.
It's like that big juicy apple in the Garden of Eden.
He's like,
so hard to resist.
It's so hard to resist. You want to bite that fucking juicy fat rump.
You want that fucking red apple. Fucking.
You do.
Yeah, I like caressing asses. I don't like biting them.
Yeah.
I like just loving them, having them on my face, teaching me a fucking lesson. Mm. Oh.
I have to grow into the ass on my face. I love it.
It's
even pussy eating had the. I wasn't. I did when I first started having sex in high school. And I wasn't into eating puss. That wasn't my thing.
Ever fucked.
And now it's an addiction.
Yeah,
it's bad.
I love it.
I love it to death. Yeah. There's so much control down there. It's like licking a keyboard.
Yeah. I hum sometimes when we touch while I lick it. Drives her nuts.
You have to.
Oh, she goes bananas.
You're real bassy now. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Do I have time to whiz?
Yeah, you got time to whiz. Cool. We got like 8 minutes.
Oh, good.
And Jim Norton's here. We got Kitty Crystal. Aaron's on the news. We got the news coming up when we come back.
I'm plugging my gigs.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I got
plug
Red
your
Bank, New Jersey tomorrow. The Count Basie Theater. Long Island is sold out Saturday.
Boom.
And Friday, I'm sorry. And then Saturday, I'm in Montclair. And we're also showing the Conor McGregor fight after. We're showing the UFC fight after my gig.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the building? Or
I believe so, yeah. Right
that's
there.
Amazing.
So people can drink and hang out.
Where
I
is
see
that?
The fight in Montclair at the Wellmont Theater.
Make sure y'all go check that out. Jim Norton, man. We'll be right back. Race Wars.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Curtin Sherrod.
Hey, it's Curtin Sherrod.
Have you used Lyft yet, Sherrod?
Oh, have I? I use Lyft and I love Lyft.
I went to go see a friend of ours out in Jersey using my new Lyft credits.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was a fast, good ride, man.
And the great part of it is there's three types of rides. You can get the regular Lyft. You can get it's just you and the driver. You can get Lyft Plus for larger groups. And you get the Lyft Line, which is just a carpool. And it's tons of fun. I'm telling you. I was in there with a cool dude who lived in the city. We was chopping it up, man.
Do you like having your own personal driver?
Of course I do.
24/7.
Yeah.
And do you want to not worry about directions? Such as where I live, where no one has ever left the Heights ever. And if you have to call a car service and say the Village, they go, what? I know. Yeah, no.
Go to Lyft.com/wars, right?
That's Lyft.com. Wars.
And you're going to get $10 off your first three rides.
Yeah.
So if your ride is not even $10, that's free. Yeah, just jumping right in now. A nice car and jumping out.
Go to Lyft.com/wars. That's Lyft spelled L-Y-F-T.
/wars, and you're going to get $10 off your first three rides. You can't beat it.
It's only temporary and it won't last, so go on now.
Lyft!
Welcome to our presidential debate between Donald Trump.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bernie Sanders.
I'm honored that the American people are devoting their time to us tonight.
And Hillary Clinton.
Where is she? Is she still in the toilet again? I hope she's not deleting any more emails.
Oh, I am so sorry. I was in the little girl's room.
Hill, maybe you should get yourself a squatty potty.
A what?
Squatty potty. It's the small toilet stool. It puts yourself in the correct angle. So, you know, you can go better.
Sanders, I think you're full of it. Heck, you believe unicorns can make rainbows.
I am not full of it. Since I've been using Squatty Potty, I'm able to let it all go a lot easier. Squatty Potty can get our country moving again.
There's no debate. Squatty Potty, as seen on Shark Tank and made in the USA, will guarantee better eliminations. Go to electsquattypotty.com for free express delivery and discreet packaging. Squatty Potty has an exclusive 60-day guarantee and is available at all Bed Bath & Beyond and Target stores. Go to electsquattypotty.com today.
Get America moving again. Invest in a Squatty Potty.
Celebrity voices are parodies and not endorsed.
Yeah, we're back. Race Wars back. I'm dedicating that song to Kurt Mescal in Austin, Texas. Kurt, that one's for you. Huh? I miss you. Gwen Stefani's new song. I like that Gwen Stefani. I like that she's dating that new doofus, that country doofus. What's his name? Blake Shelton.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
He's a nice doofus. I like him. He's nice and doofy.
Lovely.
Nobody? Nobody know Blake Shelton? Y'all ain't up on it? White people?
I met him, but...
You met him here, right?
No, it's the Tonight Show.
How was he?
Fine.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
He seems like a sweet dude.
He just seems like a human golden retriever, kind of.
That's his personality?
Yeah.
He's a lap dog.
Yeah, like, no, he's not a lap dog. He'll, like, run up to you covered in mud with a ball in his mouth. Like, throw it.
Like, happy?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, he is a goof. He's a goof. He got some goof in him. Yeah. Country goof, though. So that's, like, that's good old boy.
He just wants to find a dead thing and roll in it.
Yes. Why can't he live? That's why that ex-wife didn't understand. What was her name?
Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, what a fucking pain in the ass.
Whatever,
right?
she's great too.
She seems like a pain though. After a while,
I'm sure that it's a team nobody situation in certain aspects.
She had a nice dumper on her though. I like Miranda Lambert's dumper. I like when she attacked Chris Brown for beating women. Like that's not his right as an American to go upside a woman's head. All right, let's get to the news. Louis, hit the song.
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter. It's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
The song's so inspiring.
It's great.
So the first thing I wanted to talk about was Melissa Harris Perry being out at MSNBC.
Oh, yeah.
So if in case you weren't paying attention to the drama... about a week ago, or maybe it was like Friday, she announced that she wasn't going to be appearing on the air for her show, which regularly airs on Saturdays and Sundays. Part of the reason that she wasn't going to do that is because she felt like MSNBC was kind of edging her out of her slot, essentially.
Well, taking her time spot?
Yeah, they weren't letting her cover the election the way that she wanted to, that they were co-opting her and putting other people in the time that she should have had. And so she wrote this really wild open letter that was actually sort of punk. Like, if you, regardless of where you stand, like writing a big open letter to your bosses.
Yeah.
And posting it on, she had a former employee of hers post it on Medium.
So you think she didn't have this conversation with her bosses, like, face to face?
It's in news reports I read about it that she hadn't.
She didn't? Okay.
She'd voiced concerns about being pushed out, but she hadn't been like, you guys, like, stop fucking with my show. Right. And she hadn't really said all of these things that she said in the open letter that she basically said she'd been pushed out. So on Tuesday, MSNBC host, this is a CNN report, said that her exit negotiations fell through because she refused to accept the terms of a non-disparagement clause, which she called a gag order.
So I think that she was trying to do something and she was testing them or whatever, or she was, you know, like calling them out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they called her bluff and said, go.
To be fair, though, MSNBC has in the last year kind of been going in a different direction than it had been before. So
like,
I think that
actually getting viewers?
Yeah, well, trying to get viewers in a different way than they had. Mm. They were trying to get viewers before by appealing to like the left and different pockets of the left wing. But now they're sort of trying to become more centrist.
Yeah. Well, she's annoying. I've seen clips of her. She always says dumb shit. Like, you know, when the guy was talking, there was a guy in there talking about working hard. And she's going, well, let me just interrupt. It had nothing to do with what she was talking about. Let me interrupt you. You talk about work hard. Now, I have a picture in my office of slaves. Now, that was hard work. And it's like, will you shut up? Trying to shoehorn that in and have a moment, you phony. That's why, like, that had nothing to do. He was just a guy.
Oh, my God.
He's just a Hispanic politician talking about something.
Look, I think it'd be hard to watch cable news and not find a moment of, like, dumb shittery.
But I always
in anything, though. Anything. Like, every single Sunday I listen to or watch every single political talk show. I watch Face the Nation.
Yeah. Why? They're awful.
I'm on a lot of them,
because it's part of my job, man.
I watch a lot of them, too.
I gotta do it. So, yeah, I listen to them in podcast form, and I'll, like, go running or go run errands while I'm listening to them. Yeah. So, but there's like a moment in every single one of them where I'm just like, what the fuck?
Because there's so much news. Definitely went on 24-hour news channels. Yeah. You got so much time to fill. It's going to be a lot of ass fucking.
Yeah, yeah. And it's people, it's essentially talking haircuts, rambling for hours at a time. And eventually something stupid's going to come out. So, well, I don't doubt that was a stupid thing she said. I think that singling her out is a little unfair because all of cable news is idiotic.
Well, we play clips of her typically in the morning, and I've heard, oh, it's that one again. And she's just always chiming out something dumb, and I found her to be more irritating than I find most of them to be.
Yeah.
But most of them do say dumb stuff, but her in particular,
never really watched
as a host.
Yeah, I never really watched that show.
Melissa Harris Perry.
Yeah. Like, I was trying to get her on Race Wars. I'll beat some drums to see if we can get her on. Maybe we still can.
She's actually really a smart academic.
Boo!
I don't know, but I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Like
I like her. I can tell you like this woman.
I used to.
She's right up your Jezebel alley, ain't she?
Look, I pulled out of the Jezebel alley several months back, and I have not really yearned to park there again.
Why?
If that makes any sense.
Were you not enjoying your
time?
We
saved her from Jezebel.
I was there off and on, and this is a total Melissa Harris Perry style side. But I was there off and on for 4 years. I left for a while to write for a show, and then I came back because I hated writing for the show.
What show did you write for?
I wrote for Best Week Ever.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait,
I was on Best Week.
It was the second. Yeah. It was like the shitty one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wrote for Maud.
More.
Yes. But yeah, so I kind of had gone back and forth.
Best Week's coming back again, too.
Is it?
Well, I heard that.
Well,
yeah.
Good. I'm sure there's a lot of really talented comedy writers out there and a lot of really talented
there's
comics.
Jobs for people, yeah.
And I hope they find the right chemical formula to make it work.
They got
to
bring Fred Graver back. That's how it's going to work. It ain't not going to work without Fred Graver or Sean Johnson.
Yeah, no, I believe it. But anyway, so I was kind of back and forth for a while. And then, you know, so there was some upheaval at Gawker, the parent company. This summer,
it's called a $100 million lawsuit by Hulk Hogan.
Well,
scared Nick Denton to death.
And actually, it's the
wait, what
trial's going on right now? And
$100 million.
I can talk more about that, but offline. But
why is he suing?
Oh, because they posted a video or a link to a video of him fucking Bubba the Love Sponge's wife, which was taped surreptitiously, and he had a big old fucking Coke can dick, though. Applause, Hulk.
Yeah.
He's suing for $100 million, and they are panicking.
Aaron Andrews can get it.
Well, he's only suing for $75 million.
$75 million.
She's suing Marriott.
She's suing Marriott and the guy.
Yeah.
And the guy.
Because Marriott enabled that to happen. So, just long story short, because there's a million things I can go into about that.
Yeah.
But there was just kind of this summer, I was the deputy, I was the managing editor. And this summer, I ended up running the website for most of the time, like, and it just was a lot more than I really wanted to do. And it was sort of, I felt like I'd kind of outgrown where I was. You know, it's still a great place, and they're still they're putting out some, they have some really talented people there, and they're still doing some really good work. But I just kind of felt like it was time. You know, it was just time for me to go. And
is XO Jane your big competition?
No, I think when we were there, well, see, right around the time I left, there was like a bunch of kind of Jezebella likes that launched at a bunch of different places. So Vice launched their women's Vice.
Right.
So like, what if your lady news could have a dick? Like that.
It would be much better, by the way.
Yeah, right. Right. So Vice had its own like lady vertical. The Slate has had its own lady vertical for a while. And I was just, you know what I think the issue for me was, I was tired of working for a women's website. Because most of what I'm interested in doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily women. I'm interested in things that relate to my experience, some of which encompasses me being a woman, but that's some not don't. All I'm interested
right.
in. So it just was sort of, I felt kind of limited.
And those bitches didn't get it, huh?
What? No. Nobody did anything. Nobody did anything wrong there. Nobody did anything wrong.
No, they did a lot wrong.
I mean, in terms of my leaving, the reason that I left had nothing to do with anybody that works there. It was just me kind of assessing where I was.
You outgrew it.
Yeah. Time for
it
me to go.
It was enough of that hen picking.
Time for me to go.
You were drowning in a sea of dreck. You wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, no, I was just tired of being in a pond of dry pussy.
Yeah. Maybe that's how Melissa Harris Perry felt.
No. Anyway, Melissa Harris Perry, I think that she definitely rubs some people the wrong way.
Yeah.
I didn't watch her show enough to determine if I was one of those people, though.
I thought she was Rachel Dolezal when I first saw the thing on Facebook.
Oh.
I'm being honest. I thought she was back. Rah, here come this bitch. Oh,
yeah. What do you think she was supposed to do? Like, if she was really dissatisfied with the way the network was treating her, and just kind of thought that she was going to go down anyway, why not go out guns blazing?
Maybe that I understand. But like, the thing was, she was supposed to go on her show, and then she didn't, and she could have went on the show.
Yeah.
But if she really thinks she's being squeezed out, then she's just doing this for some attention, so she's not squeezed out quietly. That's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
But then just be that.
You got to be loud for that next job.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that it sort of struck me, and I don't know how MSNBC works or how TV host hiring works, but I would imagine if you establish yourself as someone that's...
Why would you know?
No, but I'm not going to pretend that I do, but I'm imagining that if you are like a loose cannon... then maybe people would be less likely to hire
you.
That's
what I was wondering too.
Even if
she was driven to that point, it might make people a little leery.
And it's more than a loose cannon, I think. I think it's a loose black woman cannon.
Yeah, she definitely faces that.
Because that's
a
different kind of, you know, that'll shake an office up in a different way.
Yeah, but MSNBC, you know, whatever,
they think they're more comfortable around minorities and women. They ain't.
Yeah.
It's the same suits over there that they are on Fox News. Same fucking suits.
Well,
same
it's
dudes.
Weird. Like, just I've found in writing about politics and news that
I think it's easier for women at Fox. By the way,
I think I've been around. I've spent time around people that are like super left wing partisan and people that are super right wing partisan, and might have to turn to my liberal card here, but I prefer hanging around conservatives.
Yeah,
they're more like across the board more respectful. And they actually listen to you and they don't interrupt you.
Yeah, they don't think they know what you want to say already, I think.
I think
in some cases, not all cases.
Yeah. And I don't think that sometimes I've found that liberal men will correct me on something that is literally my area of expertise. So it's
like if I'm at a liberal event, they'll go like this. Oh, he's the black dude. But if I'm at a conservative event, they go like this. What's the black dude doing here? They actually want to know about me.
Yeah. Well, I think there's something, especially if you're a young conservative, I think there's something that's sort of, I've used this word already, but there's something that's sort of punk and rebellious about being a young conservative.
Yeah.
Because it's so against the grain. It's so not cool.
It's also a way for young, uptight homosexual men to hide out and fight their demon.
Well, if you like guys in suits.
You need a place to
you like
demons.
Guys in suits.
Absolutely. I'll talk about Christ a lot, but I won't even think about that unclipped, delicious gift in my mouth.
Oh, God. Yeah.
There's a lot of conservative or homosexuals that can't, don't come out.
Although there's
more out now than ever.
Yeah.
But a lot of my friends, even who do for a red eye, they'll go to these CPACs and they still get shunned at these places.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, CPAC is a unique spot. because they wouldn't recognize. A few years ago, actually, I'm friendly with a woman who used to be a person that helped run CPAC, mm-hmm. and she stopped doing it partly because they wouldn't let like the gay conservative group yeah. have a table at the expo.
Yeah. Silly.
Yeah. Was it fireside?
It was like log cabin.
Log cabin. Yeah, log cabin.
That's why they just.
When you turn your back on your own, how are you gonna?
Phrase that better.
When you turn your ass on your own.
When you grab your ankles
in front of your own, what do you?
How do you want to seem inclusive when you're turning yourself on? You know, you're turning against your own
people. That want to be with you. Yeah, it's sickening.
That's one thing I never understood. It's like there's a whole bunch of great, hardworking, homosexual, Republican conservatives.
Yeah.
That still get shitted on.
Caitlyn Jenner says she gets more shit for being a conservative than for being transgender.
Yes.
And actually, there was a kind of funny, I think Fox or something headline that was like Caitlyn Jenner, or it was right after she came out.
Right.
And I think that they said former Olympian Bruce Jenner comes out as Republican.
Republican, yes.
Which
it was
is
a great
like
line.
Pretty good headline.
I don't care if he's a Republican or a woman. He still got Joe Klecko knees.
Yes, he really does. The legs are not good.
She got sack attack knees.
Yeah, those are not the gams of a younger gal.
Like she played on a sack exchange. With
how
the Jets.
Old is she? She's like
65, maybe?
Yeah.
I wouldn't fuck her just because I'm an ageist.
Yeah. You would fuck her. First
no,
of all,
I wouldn't. Too old.
I would knock her down.
She's going to date men, by the way.
I would fuck the shit out of Caitlyn Jenner.
So then you wonder.
Fuck the shit out. Untuck that and fuck her.
Is she... I think that there's people who are transgender who are transgender, but I also think there are people who are so ashamed of being gay.
Right.
That the idea of it is so incomprehensible to them that they, like, I'm a woman and I'm a straight woman. I'm not a gay man.
Right.
I'm not saying in all cases.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm not saying in all cases, but I think in some cases.
I agree.
Because of the way... this turned around. Because
he didn't want to be seen as a gay man.
I always thought he was anyway. Like years ago, I would see him and he would talk and he was like, his hair was too good. His hair like Adam Rich when he was 50. So I'm like, I think that's the case in some of the cases.
So he, yeah.
That's just an opinion. But
I mean, I wonder if there's
so they look
psychological research to back that up. Because that'd be really a really interesting question at least to ask.
Because even our Bruce, so I would, as Caitlyn, he came out against gay marriage and shit like that. Maybe he got into heat over that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, then
so
she,
maybe
then
he
she
just
she
don't see himself. Maybe he shuns the thought of him in his head being a gay dude.
Yeah.
Well,
and so much that he's like, I can't be a gay dude. I must be a woman.
I'm a woman. I'm not a homosexual. Yeah.
I would probably not. Whoa. Try to guess about an individual person.
No, I know him, so I can talk. I ate the Wheaties when he was in a box. I know the nigga. I know the nigga.
You ate out of Caitlyn Jenner's box?
Oh, right out the box. I'll eat that box, that mysterious box. I'll open it up like it's a basket on Chopped. Oh, what do we got? Margarine. A coconut.
Gummy bears.
Some powdered rice.
Oh, my God.
It's a mess down there.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's had the surgery yet.
No, I don't think so. That's the thing, too. You think she will have the surgery?
I don't know. If you want to start fucking guys, you're probably limiting your options.
But you still got an asshole.
Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
A mouth.
Yeah. I mean, that's
and an underarm.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great singles ad. I still have an asshole, a mouth, and an underarm picture of her winking. Ex-Olympian. 3 out of 4 holes available. Like walks in the park, although not long. And the next photo's at the knee. Like, oh, I get it.
It seemed like it all happened so fast with fucking Caitlyn.
Yeah. Well, there were, starting, I don't know, maybe about a year ago, there were blind items on gossip websites about this starting to happen.
I remember they used to whisper it right before she had the full...
Yeah.
She was just getting her hair straight. And then her nails.
Yeah,
and she got that Adam's apple shaved. Remember that?
Yeah. There was like one of those like,
he had
really,
like a ponytail for a while.
One of those like really shitty supermarket tabloids was like, Bruce is a woman. And you know, it was like a grainy long lens photo.
It's an old Family Guy episode when they talk about Bruce Jenner. And he's like, Bruce Jenner's a woman. Like Stewie the baby. This is like 2010, way before Bruce did it. And then he's like, Bruce Jenner's a man. He's like, that's what they want you to believe.
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner is a woman. And this was in 2009, 10.
Oh.
So everybody had rumors of it. Just like they knew Bill Cosby was fucking slow stroking bitches when he unconscious.
I didn't know Bill was that creepy, though, to be honest.
People knew, though. It was always whispers. Comedians knew. Like a different generation, like Seinfeld and Chrissy and all them niggas knew.
No, I didn't.
They knew that he had the rumors. They heard the stories.
Yeah.
That he's the fucking...
He's a dirty one.
None of them left their girls around them, did they?
No, you're probably right. I don't even know if he would have done it with a girl like that. Then
is this the one? Did y'all already find the fucking Family Guy clip?
Yeah, it's from 2009.
2009. I nailed it.
Ugh, look, there's Brody Jenner. God, what a douchebag. I can't believe that came out of Bruce Jenner's vagina.
Bruce Jenner is a man.
No, Brian. That's what the press would have you believe, but he's not. Bruce Jenner is a woman. An elegant, beautiful Dutch woman.
Okay, so the word's been out.
So is Seth MacFarlane actually like a psychic?
No, Seth MacFarlane is also allegedly homosexual.
Oh,
I never heard that. I heard he was dating the girl Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones.
That's what the press would have you believe.
Is he gay? I've never heard that he was gay. Wow.
The Patrice attacked it when he was when he did the roast. Listen to Patrice on a roast.
Seth MacFarlane can get it.
He's like a straight man does not write musicals. That's what Patrice said on a roast. A straight man don't write musicals, man. This don't happen. Patrice said it in his on the roast. It was classic.
I don't know. I think he's pretty A+.
He said he needed a Hannah. He said he needed a Barbara because he's out here doing all this silly shit, like being in front of the camera instead of the animations. He needed a Barbara to smack the shit out of him. That's why Hannah Barbara was such a great duo. Because Hannah would be like this, hey, they want to see us. And Barbara was like, no, stupid. They want the cartoons. Now get back here and draw. Patrice ate him up on that fucking roast.
It was a roast for Charlie, right?
Yeah.
Who hosted it?
I think
Seth?
I think Seth did, yeah. Oh, okay. It was a great roast, though. Everybody was funny on that.
Yeah, Amy killed on it.
But Patrice owned it.
Yeah.
He was like, oh my God, William Shatner's a racist. All these years, and I didn't know Captain Kirk like niggas. I missed that son of a bitch.
Shatner told him afterwards, too.
Yeah.
Your body is shutting down, and Patrice got really upset.
Oh, yeah. During the thing, yeah.
Yeah, they had like a really heavy talk after the roast.
Yeah. Yeah, Patrice took some of that shit personally, what they were saying up there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't even an insult. After. They were actually just talking.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, after the... Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. He was meaner than anyone. Any insult he deserved.
Yes, he did. He looked through. He made motherfuckers nervous all the time. That's why I love
like, dude, he fucking made people change careers. No one ever insulted Patrice where he didn't deserve it. I never said, oh, poor Patrice. Got really fucking blindsided by that cruel statement.
He deserved every one,
Jimmy. Oh, and the ones he's gotten since, of course. He built up a logjam of resentment.
That's the way you want to go out, though, ain't it?
Certainly is. Everybody wants to motherfuck you. They can't now because yeah. It's inappropriate.
They can't wait to get that day to get you back. They come with that zinger and get you, and you're going.
Yep, you're out of here.
It's magic.
Oh, guys, do you think we should do a little bit more news?
Let's do it. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, there's a couple things that we can talk about abortion, but first thing I want to talk about is Trump.
Oh, yeah, we got to get to that abortion thing.
Yeah, I think people want to talk about Donald Trump and how he won Super Tuesday.
You thought it couldn't happen. Remember those days?
I do remember those days. I thought it couldn't happen at all, but I was wrong. I was incorrect.
Trump is the candidate America deserves.
I've been calling it since day one. I'm voting for him.
Well, I think it's really interesting how many people now are saying that they've been calling it since day one.
I always called it.
I believe it. No, I remember. I remember last summer when we had Ann Coulter on here.
Yeah.
And you and Ann were bonding about Donald Trump.
Because people so believe that because people wasn't hearing what Americans were saying.
I really
And I don't care if it's the dumb or you think it's dumb Americans or whatever. It's still Americans saying what they feeling and they feeling that nigga.
I don't know if I thought he'd win, but I wanted him. And I said from the day when I was going to vote for him.
I knew out of all those Republicans, he's going to spank those dudes.
I don't know if I knew that, actually.
My opinion on this is that I don't think that it's so much that he's super appealing because he's had about the same likability rating for a long time.
And that's really high.
No, it's not. It's like 49%. He's at his ceiling of likability.
That's amazing.
No, but listen.
That means everybody who's Republican is pulling for him.
I think that he's more of an, actually, no, not really. I think it's like 1% of the Republican voting, it's like a tiny percentage of the voting population actually voted for Trump because the primary voting population
separated,
is so small.
Yeah, it's so small, right?
And they're more motivated. They're a different type of population. I think that this is more an expression of how much people fucking hate the Republican Party establishment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they hate those goobers that are running for president.
Oh, yeah. They hate everybody.
Like, you know, Jeb Bush. I think the best line I read about him was that he always looks like he just got his dick slammed in a car door.
He does.
And Jeb Bush, Scott Walker and his chinlessness. There was a...
Awful.
Yeah, like Marco awful. Rubio, who always sounds like he's trying to talk his way out of a speeding ticket.
Oh, he's awful.
Ted Cruz, who...
He's likable, though. Ted Cruz has a really handsome face.
Yeah,
he's comfortable to look at.
And he's got that great voice and that great way of talking.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
He's a scary dude.
Horrible.
Marco Rubio is too thirsty for me. Yeah. I can't vote for anyone that is that thirsty.
Yeah.
What do you drink before you go on cotton balls in a pita beverage? Fucking asshole.
Have you seen his wife, though?
I have not.
Oh, my God. Here, we need to look at his
wife. I imagine he gives her awful head.
Oh, Rubio?
Yeah, she's fucking hot.
Okay. Yeah, she's got a hot wife.
She's
like Jennifer Aniston.
She's a former Miami Dolphins cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a bad-looking guy. He's just always thirsty.
No, but he's balding. He's balding.
There's nothing wrong with balding. Leave him alone.
Yeah, that happens.
No, but
she's like Jennifer Aniston, yeah.
He's fighting it, though. That's the thing. Like, if you're going bald, just shave your head. It looks fine.
Oh, he can't. He's way before shaving head.
For a man, that's a weird thing, though.
He's got a couple more years before shaving the head.
Yeah, look how
gorgeous
she is.
You're talking to a room full of bald guys who've clearly already reached that point.
Yeah, yeah. But it looks
shaved my head. My head is shaved.
I'm close.
Sure.
I haven't yet, but
whatever makes you feel better lets you sleep at night, there's
you're right, Kitty.
His is coming in the front,
though. As long as I can still bite your butt.
His is going in the front, and he's trying to comb that.
Yeah.
You got to comb it over.
Yeah. And he's a handsome guy, so that's hard for him.
You know what else? This Trump thing also... Oh, poor Marco. This Trump thing's also making me think that... think about how much the media just utterly shat the bed in seeing this coming.
Oh, yeah, because they thought they weren't in charge of the vote, and they're not.
Yeah.
All these people who are coming out for Trump hate the media. Hate the fuck out the media.
Actually,
good reason.
I don't think they hate the media. I think they pay attention to the media because that's why. I think they like winners and they pay attention to the media. And the media was telling them that Trump was winning.
Look at him pushing this little girl around at a rally.
Who's that?
Is that the Trump rally where they're throwing out all the protesters?
No, this is one girl by herself getting pushed by a whole room full of people.
A whole room full of white people.
Yeah. Well, she does have a look
on
her face.
Well, if you have to point that out.
I mean, they can't
see it. The Trump movement. Oh, that was at the Trump thing.
Yeah, it's because they're like kicking out all the black protesters.
I was called a nigga and a cunt and got kicked out.
No, who called her that?
Could have been a rap.
Could have been the same guy.
Could have been a rap concert.
Exactly.
Yeah, it seems like. I never saw this video. They're just showing it now on MSNBC. And
Yeah, she got kicked out. I think the Trump thing is really interesting. I just wonder how it's going to shake up. And you know what? Last year I was at CPAC and Trump spoke at CPAC. And the room when Trump spoke, Trump hasn't changed his opinions really. He's just changed his profile. And the reason his profile's changed is because the media pays so much attention to him. Last year, Donald Trump spoke to laughter. The room cleared out halfway. Everybody was just kind of like going to take a
dump. You know why?
Because
all those people in that room is uppity, fucking up. They think they don't have to listen.
No, they were like hardcore conservatives.
Yeah, and that they uppity, fucking uppity sons of bitches that thought Trump, they looked down on Trump. And Trump said, I'll show you. I'm rich enough to show you a fucking lesson. And he did.
Well, this was actually, it's the same room that went nuts for the Duck Dynasty guys. It was just, but the thing is like.
Because Duck Dynasty is part of them. Trump ain't. Trump is a New Yorker. It ain't the same thing. Yeah. He's not. He's a.
I guess
he's not the same thing.
They're rural uppity, right? They're like
rural uppity. He's a city boy.
Yeah.
It's like that barbecue commercial. It's made in New York City. It's that kind of fucking ignorance.
Wasn't that Pace Salsa?
Yeah, Salsa, whatever it was. New York City.
Yeah, that's a bad video.
This video. Oh, yeah.
Even though she might have been acting like an asshole and heckling, but they are just
pushing
shoving
her
out of there. Yeah, it's like
that. Like a 65-year-old man shoving her.
Yeah. It's a whole bunch of people shoving it.
Yeah.
And calling a nigger.
I can't hear it.
I don't know if they're saying
I know.
That.
I can read lips.
From the back of their head?
What do you think they're yelling? Patrick Ewing?
They could be yelling, go girl. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't hear it.
They're saying, bye, Felicia. Push. Bye, Felicia. Kick. The video don't look good.
No.
Yeah, that's not a good video, no.
No.
No, but you know.
Did you see the video of the guy getting choke slammed?
By the Secret Service guy.
Yeah.
Loved it.
But did you see the beginning of that video?
No,
that
what happened?
Wasn't released before.
What happened?
He grabs the Secret Service guy by the throat, and magically, that part was cut out.
Of course it was.
I knew it.
Of course
it was. I'm so tired of all this.
I knew something like that happened.
There was a news article where they were talking about Trump's sons. And how they were offering to ship all black celebrities who didn't endorse their father out of the country. And that was the headline. So I looked at it.
I guess I'm safe.
Like,
I'm not a celebrity.
I've got to see this video. And it was so edited. And like they showed like three black celebrities that were just like, oh, if he becomes president, I'm moving to Canada. And they were like, well, you know, if they want to go, go. And so they had, the headline was taken so out of context.
That's how it happened.
Yeah. In comparison with the edited video, it was so ridiculous.
That's how politics headlines are.
Oh, Jesse Jackson, worse and worse.
Jesse Jackson said years ago when he ran for president that no matter what he did, the media was going to make it a bad thing. He said he could have actually walked on water and the next day in the newspaper it'd say Jesse can't swim.
The best video I've seen so far is John Oliver's video of Trump. It was so great.
Oh, John Oliver's video of Trump?
Yeah, he did a video.
I don't usually listen to people who can't vote in this country about a... I hate when these foreigners get involved in our fucking politics.
It's good,
they're all liberal.
Go build a windmill, you fucking...
Go do something.
Thank you. Go use the metric system, you fucking son of a bitch.
Why don't you go spend a bunch of pounds?
Speaking of foreign, did you know last night after the Super Tuesday results started rolling in, the Canadian immigration website crashed because so many people were looking at it?
Everybody who said they're going to move to Canada, Canada's like this.
Fuck off.
Yeah. He's like, half you fucking Americans are all felons and nobody's allowed.
They run us through customs every time we go up there.
Yeah, why would Canada want... Also, the people that want to move to Canada have nothing to offer Canada. They're like, they speak one language.
Yes.
All they know is American culture. They don't have any skills. They're like sculptors and bloggers and they don't have any skills.
I hate that half of the people that are like, I'm going to move to Canada are people who don't fucking vote. You don't have opinions. You don't have responses.
If you don't vote, you got to shut your fucking trap.
Exactly. It's always these fucking people just blasting.
If you believe in it or not, you got to vote. You got to be part of it.
Absolutely.
Rock
I've only voted once.
In your life?
Who'd you vote for, Jim?
Jimmy.
Ross Perot.
Really?
One time.
96,
92.
Eh? Oh, 92.
What was it about Perot that made you come out that time?
Because he wasn't a Democrat or a Republican. He was different.
Yeah.
He was different than the same garbage.
Trump's different.
That's why I'm going to vote for him.
How
Even
long?
Though he's a Republican.
He is a Republican, but he's a Republican, so you got to be one of those things.
I'd vote for him either way. I would prefer
Bernie.
He's actually got some.
The burn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I think the dream's over. The dream's over.
Bernie is great here on the coast where we live around other Jews. Yeah. Let's act like we know. Huh? The South, he took that whipping in the South for a reason.
Sure.
Didn't he win in Minnesota?
That's Marco
hardly
Rubio.
On the edge. No, Sanders.
Yeah? He beat Hillary there.
Yeah. So that's hardly on the edge of the country. There aren't very many Jews.
Minnesota is where Prince is from. It's still blacks there.
On a map, where is that?
And if it's blacks there performing, it's Jews there managing. So they voting.
That's true.
Broke down the country for.
He certainly did.
There's a lot of bands coming out of Minnesota.
Are they?
So they're going to need representation.
It's like 311.
Well, wait.
Fuck yeah.
What about Donald Trump being endorsed by the KKK and not repudiating?
He actually did many times.
He said he couldn't hit a dude too on CNN.
And that whole thing about David Duke said, who gives a fuck who? It's almost like if you narrow it down like that. And I said this yesterday. Every time there's an election, the Klan would vote for the Republican simply because of gun rules.
Yeah.
So basically, that's
for
like
now,
saying every time
used to always vote
you
got to
vote for the Democrat because you can't go with the Klan.
Yeah.
How many child molesters or NAMBLA? Let's see who NAMBLA would endorse if they endorse candidates. They would endorse Bernie or Hillary way over a conservative Republican because they're harsher on crime and the death penalty.
Yeah.
So I guess that Hillary's it's
so
that's
they say
a
pedophile
stack,
vote. You got the pedophile
it's
vote.
A bullshit argument.
It's a dumb argument.
You think it's kind of a bait and switch that people on the left try to make it like it's a race thing when really it's a gun thing.
It's probably both.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter who is if the Klan is signing up for somebody.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to do that, then let's go through every American. How many people have raped a woman? Let's see exactly who they're voting for.
Yeah.
How many people have fucked a kid in the mouth? Let's see exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like people that are not felons.
Right.
So I don't buy into that. That's crap. Just because David Duke said something, who gives a shit? It's not important to me.
Yeah.
Silly.
I agree. I think that's just political game bullshit.
Oh, it's nonsense.
It's just bullshit.
Just trying to marry him to the Klan. Like, stop.
Yeah.
You hate him, that's fine, but don't be silly about it.
I think he definitely could have handled it better, though. Regardless, I mean, I'm obviously not a Trump supporter, but he didn't repudiate them originally right on the interview, and then he said the earpiece was weird when he clearly repeated the question back to Jake
Tapper. But
that'll
mean that he heard it.
And then he said he didn't even know him, but he had
just 2 days ago said that
It wasn't 2 days ago.
It was on a Friday. Friday, and on Sunday he interviewed on State of the Union.
Yeah, he might have handled that poorly, but like, I don't think he was like, why would he lie about knowing him if he had obviously mentioned him before? There's no, there's no reason to say I don't know the guy.
Yeah,
they want to take that this stupid moment and make it look like he's trying to cover up for the Klan.
The only video I saw Trump mention, they showed like a clip from 1999. He said David Duke is a hate monger or something, and he said, "Yeah."
And then 2010, he wouldn't run for anything. I think it was 2010 because he didn't want to run under the Reform Party because David Duke supported the Reform
Party. So he's done nothing but what's the word? Repudiate? Refute?
Yeah. But it's one time.
But the one time he doesn't answer the question right away. CNN, after having just said, I disavow the guy. They go after
it's
him.
It's like gotcha. Yeah. It's gotcha politics.
Gotcha politics 101.
But it was about him getting money from the KKK and having support from them.
I love that. Well, the government takes tax money.
I'm just asking. No. Like that government was, taxes, that was the KKK. Whole situation.
Yeah, you tell me the government doesn't take tax money from these people?
Yeah.
So
government will take money from everyone.
I don't think he took money from the Klan, to be honest with you.
Well, I thought that was the question.
I don't think he took money from anybody. He's using his own money to run.
That's not 100% true.
Yeah, he's taking some money.
Well, then the money he's taking, everybody gets money from places they don't like.
His own businesses, so he pays himself back later. He's not like taking money out of his own pocket. That's like when
that's the way to do it. No,
he went bankrupt four times and he built himself back up. That's not true either.
No,
his businesses went bankrupt. So everyone who worked for him that he owed money to, fucking lost out.
When he went Chapter 11, none of his personal shit is touched by that.
Exactly. Yeah. And so all those people that he owed money to, the contractors, the real estate, all those people lost money. They all got fucked. And he kept going. So everybody's like, oh, he went bankrupt and came back from it. That's bullshit.
Those same people who probably did Chapter 11 and fucked somebody else up. That's how the fuck line goes down. Well, everybody files.
He's also got kind of a history of some pretty bad ideas. In 2006.
But he has all great ideas. He's still a billionaire.
Yeah. It's like he's benefited.
Zuckerberg, he's got millions of ideas. Zuckerberg.
There's a really good piece.
Awful.
There was a really good piece.
He had one good one, though.
Yeah, that's true. He had one good idea, and then he hired a bunch of people that could keep him from losing all his money.
Yes.
Which is a great idea.
So did Apple.
Which is a very good idea.
So did Steve Jobs.
There's a really good piece in the New Yorker several years back that started off by saying that there are some people that were born on third base and think they hit a triple.
Triple, yeah.
But Donald Trump was born on third base and thinks he invented baseball. So he's sort of he's born with a lot of advantages.
But he's cut from the same cloth. If you like New York, he's cut from the same cloth as like Steinbrenner. These guys are cocky and go for it and ballsy and bold and loud and New York.
He sort of, to me, seems like rich white trash. Like he's exactly what a person who was
were rich, that's what we would be. No. Loud and fucking opinionated.
The difference is this. When you're not trained to be a liar because you're a business guy, I'm not saying you don't lie in business, but his gig in business is walk in the room and be that guy.
Yep.
Say what you want and fuck everybody. Whereas these guys, why do you think Marco Rubio repeats the same? Like, they're all, and Chris Christie, who I happen to like, but he's always giving that phony construction worker talking to camera.
Yeah.
They're all just trained at it better. They're all silly.
They are all silly, but I feel like Donald Trump requires a lot more excuses than the other candidates, and a lot more...
Because everyone's talking about him because... There's no policy they can go after.
Hasn't laid out any policy, which is troubling.
But he hasn't needed to. I agree with you.
I think that you do need to when you're running for president.
Now he's not. No, I'm meaning the numbers are not affected, so why would he?
But why would you want to win for the sake of winning if you don't? If you love the country, put out some policy. Like, I don't know.
They only put out policy because they have to.
Right.
They only do what they have to do. Right. They're not doing it out of love of the country. That's not loving country.
If you got your numbers getting bigger, why would you do something you ain't do the whole time?
Don't you think that the person who wants to be president should be someone who wants to make the country better?
Agreed.
Yeah,
and
they
has
all do.
Completely has concrete ideas on how to do
you
that.
You got to tell the American people that
so somebody just runs for office and they're like, "Trust me, it'll be good." And that's enough to vote for them? I think that that's not at all enough to vote for somebody.
I'm saying that's enough for him to put out what he's putting out.
Can you name a policy position?
No, but I can name his numbers. He's in first place in all of them.
So you just want to vote for a winner?
No, I'm just playing what I'm saying. We'll get more issues when the race gets down to those two.
Sure, but he should have some policies. Everybody else, literally everyone else has policies.
Because they need to.
It's not because they need to increase their numbers. They come out of the gate with policies.
And then they're a fool.
That's
like playing poker and showing your whole hand.
It's really
why would you show your whole hand?
It's really not though, because you draw a line in the sand. This is my area. This Bernie Sanders, for example, he put out policies right away. Hillary Clinton started kind of adopting some of those, but that didn't necessarily That's not necessarily showing your cards. Like, your policies
don't... She had to do that because that's the Democratic side. He did it, and that was her race is him and her.
Yeah.
So when she started showing his hand, she got to show her hand.
No, that's not...
But if you already got a winning hand, you ain't got to show none of
your
cards.
That's not how the Democratic process should work. This is so batshit insane to me.
That's how it is.
A person who has no policies and a fundamental lack of understanding of how the government works, how can you say that you're going to...
I disagree with that because he's dealt with both sides of the government, and he understands exactly how they
work. No, he doesn't. Okay, tell me how the president's going to repeal the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Because he has spent money, and he said, I had to buy these. He said, I bought them. I paid money, and I've gotten what I've wanted.
Yeah.
I know exactly how to do it.
Tell me how the president's going to roll back libel laws like he threatened the New York Times. How does the president do that?
I'll answer your question. He's not very good. He doesn't have to roll back libel laws. He's not good at explaining himself a lot of times because, again, he comes from a different world than all of these people. Yep. And here's how you know they're frauds. Every one of them is trying to do what he does.
I don't think it's fraudulent to know how the Constitution works.
They don't know how the Constitution works. President gets accused of not ignoring the Constitution.
Yep.
Obama's getting accused of ignoring
the
Constitution.
He's a constitutional scholar. He knows how the Constitution works. He's getting accused of ignoring it the whole time.
He's getting accused of ignoring it because of his Second Amendment stance. So every president, when they make policies people don't like, get accused of not respecting the Constitution.
No, but it's not respecting it. It's not knowing it. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
But that's an easy thing to say about it.
I don't believe it. The bottom line is
all their policies, all that policy shit they talk, people have been burned so many times. We have learned that the garbage that they yap is irrelevant, and they're going to do what they want.
And I think that's a really fair point. I think that
that's
I think
what
that,
Trump is tapping into.
Yep,
that's it. We are so sick and tired of them.
Yep.
He's just not them.
I think that's a really fair point.
Yep.
And it will kill Hillary too.
That's why people are like, what about Bernie?
Like Bernie?
He's still them.
He is, but not as much.
Not as much, but he's still, yeah, that's what people don't understand. It's like, some people are just, everybody who's voting for him, all these people call dumb or white trash or what, they still Americans. Even if you, I don't care what part, you're still Americans. And your opinion counts.
Like, and maybe something else that people like about him,
People do the same thing with ghetto people. It's like, yeah, we're still Americans. Everybody's still Americans, and everybody's opinion counts at some point.
He's not being broken by criticism of what he says. There's like an emasculation. Like every time someone says something, like, aren't you sorry you said that?
Yes, I'm terribly sorry.
But he hasn't allowed that to break him.
Yeah.
And I think people respect the personality that can say how he feels and live and die with. That's at least how I'm taking it.
Yes.
I can see what you're saying, but my interpretation of that is people want somebody who is right, or they want things to be right or wrong, and they want someone that's so overconfident that things can be black and white, but that's not how the world is. Donald Trump presents a fantasy of what a leader should be and what and that sort of goes along. I'm dovetailing with what you're saying. It's a fantasy. He's not one of them. He'll figure it out. He knows what he's doing. It's a faith move to choose to support Donald Trump. He'll figure it out. But I like him because he's strong. People always say they like him because he's strong, because they want somebody who will be decisive rather than somebody who sits back to consider nuance, which is what reality is. It's a little bit of both.
Life is both things.
And I also think that when you become that, and when you get to that, you don't do it yourself. You have a vice president. You have a cabinet. You have people around.
Yeah, but
everyone said George Bush was retarded. That was the thing. George Bush is retarded. Yeah, so all of his constitutional law didn't mean anything, or his constitutional knowledge. Oh, Obama's a genius. And I like Obama. Couldn't get almost a lot of the stuff he wanted to get done. He got some of it done. He didn't get all. He couldn't even get Guantanamo Bay closed.
Yeah.
Until his eighth year he's working on it.
Yeah, it's still not closed.
I guess.
He did get health care passed.
When it comes
to people saying, oh, he surround themselves with smart people, why would you want there to be a cabinet minus one smart? Wouldn't you want as many smart people as possible to be in the White House?
I think he is a smart guy. It's easy to call him dumb because he's a reality show star.
I'm not calling him dumb.
No, but that's what they're calling him. And the same way they call Dan Quayle dumb, the same way they call Bush dumb. It's the way they attack every Republican.
They do.
George Bush Sr., who was a fucking head of the CIA and a fighter pilot, was considered the wimp.
Yes.
They always have this weird little... They always have this weird elitist shit talking about the conservatives.
That's how it goes,
And I would like Trump if he was a Democrat. I just like him.
He has a lot of Democratic views, which are really interesting to me, too.
Because he's middle of the road. He's a New Yorker. It's like, I don't know any New Yorkers who are all Republican or all Democrat. You live in Jersey.
I just think that it'll be really interesting, if he gets the nomination, we'll have two people on the ticket that are Planned Parenthood supporters, which is really a nightmare scenario for people on the far right.
Fuck the far right. They're awful.
Yeah.
I want a guy who's all for Planned Parenthood.
Far right and far left could suck my far black dick.
Oh, lucky them. Why should they be rewarded? Why should their extremism be given such a gift?
We're out of time. It's great. So Jimmy, we'll plug it. You plug in some stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
That was great. This is a great show.
I'll be in Red Bank. It's almost sold out. I'm there tomorrow night. Saturday in Long Island, there's no tickets left. I'm Friday long, and then Saturday in the Wellmont, we're showing the Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz fight after.
That's going to be a great fight.
Oh my God, yes.
The Conor McGregor, boy.
Yeah, but Diaz is a dangerous guy.
He is. All right. Aaron, you got anything, babe?
Yeah, I'm going to be at CPAC on Friday.
That's right.
And Saturday, there's a very special surprise coming. I'll be on Breitbart Radio Show on Sirius.
Yes. Sorry, Tell them I said hi. Tell everybody over there.
I'm cheating on this podcast with that podcast.
Oh, that's great. As long as it's Breitbart, I'm down with it.
Yeah, but the plan is that I'll be co-hosting something, so we'll see what shakes out. But it should be pretty cool.
Yes, we'll steal some of their fans over here.
Ooh.
I don't just throw them away. I don't care if they're racist or not. Come on, we family over here, motherfucker.
Ooh, I think what's going to happen, I think Bob Dole is showing up.
You got the song, Lewis? You got the Trump, Black Trump? Oh, you got it. Okay. I'm playing a song that Prince wrote in 1999 for the band The Time. It's called Black Version of Trump. It's an R&B song. You can fuck to it.